Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Kim Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. My name is powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's really in the morning. It is 7:32 a.m. in California. The skies are clear. It's 56 degrees as I speak. The traffic is light if you're coming from Virginia. Get in your car right now, and you should be here in 3 days. Drive 55 miles an hour, and you got clear sailing all the way through the coast. Good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. If you're coming from Canada, I think you could drive from Canada. You go to Canada. How about you go to get to California? You go to Canada, go to Buffalo, New York, through Buffalo, and through Buffalo, you drive here. And if you're driving from Canada, 4 days drive, driving at 65 miles an hour, you should be here in, like I said, 4.5 days. And it's sunny. And for Thanksgiving, it's going to be sunnier. Is that a word, sunnier? Sunnier. If it's not, I just made it up. I was just trying to find the weather report. I'm getting a lot of news things. Wow. Buckhead Donald Trump is really at it again, trying to stay in the news, but doing stupid stuff to make headlines. That's what he does. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Look at the headline. Judge signals they may loosen Trump's gag order. And that's not him. That's just people who are hearing his name and we start gagging. To know George Santos will not be eligible for congressional retirement and benefits. Wow, they're taking away Santos's eligibility for congressional retirements and his benefits away. Wow. Let's see what else. Let's see. A judge says Trump incited insurrection and other judges have come down on him. Wow. It's a very interesting ruling in Colorado. Very interesting. And it's kind of a two-faced bullshit ruling. And what it is that Colorado was suing was saying that Donald Trump should not run for president. He should be taken off the ballot. Because in our Constitution, I think Amendment 14, Section 3, it says that if you did any kind of insurrection, you cannot run for president. Well, Colorado says, yes, Trump did insurrection. If you don't know what insurrection means, it means taking over our democracy and the White House and blah, blah, blah. You know the deal, Capitol. You know the deal. Well, Colorado said, yeah, he did. But they're not going to take him off the ballot. Now, the reason they said that, which is bullshit, is because if you look at Amendment 14, Section 3, it says senators, congressmen. It doesn't say presidents, by the way. So he got off on a loophole. So it doesn't say presidents, so therefore they can't take him off the ballot. There you go. You know, once in a while, I'll listen to your Facebook people, and we have fans. Yes, we have. Ooh. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I forgot to put this up. That's our music when I do something. You know, when you hear, when people put you on hold and they hear music from hospitals and shit, this is our music. That's our music. That's our music. Yes, that's our music. Okay, got it. What was that? Yeah, Colorado. So now he could, he's not going to be taken off the ballot because of that loophole. Now, once in a while, yeah, we talk about fans, okay? So here I am cruising Facebook like I tend to do. I tend to do that. You may see me cruising Facebook. I'm exciting. We have a former screener, Diane Dillon. It was funny. So I was watching Tombstone the other day. No, it was Gunsmoke, sorry. And I just got it. Diane named her kid Diane Dillon. She was her screener. She named her kid Matt Dillon. And she named her other kid something else, and I can't remember his name. There was Maddie, and then there was, damn it, Ricky? No. What was her other son? Oh, well, anyway, that's funny. I just got it, Matt Dillon. Cool. Diane was cool. May her soul rest in peace. She's probably up there with her father, singing on a cruise ship somewhere. There she is, looking out for people in vans in heaven, mistaking them for disabled people, and they're really perverts. Such a kind soul. So where was I? Oh, so anyway, so I come across this person, because I was putting up jokes, right? And so this person go, hey, Brian. I go, yeah. Hey, Brian. I go, what? Hey, Brian. I go, what? That's how it usually goes. He goes, do you remember when you were on Howard Stern show and I let you know? And I go, yeah. He goes, that was some funny shit, man. I go, yeah. Was that real? Yeah, it was real. Because that's what happened. Howard Stern show pranked us. I think the star of that show was Melissa. Melissa fucking cracked me the fuck up. And I want to play it, but you got to listen to, and Stanley. Stanley cracked me up. You'll hear Stanley because he's a guy with a high voice. That's what made the whole thing. They made me laugh my ass off, but Melissa got into the fray that really cracked me up. Melissa's one of the morning crew here. So I'm going to play that. Now, I never told you what happened behind the scene. I'm not going to tell you what happened behind the scene. Let's just play it. And so the guy said, remember that? And I go, yeah. And he was telling his friends and everything. I go, yeah. He goes, you should play it. You know, we got some classics on this show that we love to play. And I loved it. And we used to play them all the time. It just makes me smile over the years. But here's Howard Stern pranking our show. You will hear Laverne in the beginning. And it's very short, but then Laverne got the fuck out of there. What does Laverne say on it? She says, listen to, who's that caller? That's Laverne's voice. Laverne's one of our morning crew. Who's the caller? That's Laverne. And the rest you'll hear Melissa. And it's funny shit. Funny shit. Wait a minute. Let's say hello to one of the morning crew came in this studio. She's a little sleepy, so let's not wake her up. So we'll whisper to her. Hey, Pat. Pat, how are you?
Yeah.
Pat.
Yeah, I'm tired,
okay.
But...
I know. All right. Lift up your feet and take off your shoes. Let me tickle your feet. Tickle, Pat. Tickle. Oh, good morning,
listen,
Patricia. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been to bed yet.
You stood up all
I'm
night?
I'm just tired.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
how
because
come you stood
I...
up? Yeah.
Well, because I got up at 5 yesterday.
Oh, you did oversleep yesterday, didn't you?
Oh yeah. I was so dizzy the day before.
Wow.
Like I thought I was getting COVID again. So I couldn't wake up for you. I couldn't get there.
It's okay. And tell John thank you, because John's in communication with me while you're asleep, and I don't give him enough credit. You know that John, if you don't know, is a stud of Canada, not just Vancouver, not just Niagara. John is a legendary stud. In fact, in Pat's Bakery,
he heard that.
Yeah, and Pat's Bakery has Stud Muffin John. She named her Muffin John. There you go. So when you go to Patricia Bakery, order the Stud Muffin. Yes.
Actually, he's an old hippie. So.
He's an old hippie. Okay. Kalambanga dude.
He sure is.
I want to thank John for getting the communication and waking you up. Thank you, John. Pat, I think
he tried yesterday.
I know he did. I on Facebook he was communicating with me, and I want to thank him for it. Pat, I think you heard this one before, but again, some guy yesterday asked us about Howard Stern. You know who Howard Stern is, don't you? Don't you, Pat?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was funny, when I first started the radio, I had an identity crisis. I did. They go, I don't know who you want to be. And I tried to be. I tried to be Howard Stern. I couldn't do it.
No
I tried
way.
To be Tom Likas. I couldn't do it. And it went through a couple of shows like
you,
that.
Right?
You would see it. Yeah. And then I settled for me. I said, you know what? If I'm going to burn, I'm going to burn my way, you know, and then it's me. And I didn't know, and me just being me, people coined me in the early years at Black Howard Stern, me being me. I go, okay, I'll take it. It's a compliment. So here we are, Pat. I think you heard it. We're doing our show. Sometimes we get trolls coming at us. If we do our show right, we do get trolls.
That's the time it was really him, wasn't it?
Well,
he called you?
Well, here's the tape. Let's roll the tape. Here you go, Pat. Here you go. Here's the tape. Now, Pat was telling me this yesterday. See, our show, sometimes we have categories. And I usually put political. And if I put political, it doesn't play well in Canada or other states. So I have to take that out. Now, this particular time, I had church, religious, because we're talking about Catholics, we're talking about the popes, and we're just talking about religion at that time. So I had the category religion. So Howard Stern thought he was calling a religious show because of the category I put. So that's what got him.
Oh, God.
So that's what he thought. That's what he thought. He was pranking a religious show. And we go to the tape, and the stars of the show, if you listen carefully, Laverne will say this. And she's so innocent. Like, Laverne can run into a fire and going, who started this fire and what's going on? And it's like, Laverne, there's a fire. Who started this fire? We have to rescue Laverne because she'd be concerned about the person who lit the fire. That person must have poor parents. So she's innocent, basically. And you'll hear in the beginning, who's the caller? She's in the middle of fire. So the cannons are going off, the guns are going off, and Laverne going, who is going on? You know, who is that? So it's funny. Her voice, and the real star of the whole thing is Melissa. Melissa tried to ride the ship. How is Melissa?
Yeah.
She was on yesterday.
I haven't heard her for a couple of months. I just haven't run into her.
Yeah, she was on yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not joking. She was here yesterday.
I missed it.
Well, I told her you were asking about her, and I told her that you miss her. I told her that. And good. I told her before because she was coming to the village with a torch, and I said, you know, Patricia really missed you. She goes, oh, I miss her too. That's Burn the Witch.
I like marshmallows.
Yeah, I know. You got to love her. Well, here's Howard Stern. You be decided. You be the charge. You be, the judge of this. Pranking us on our show. And he thinks it's a religious show. Here we go.
Who am I? Dostoevsky? What is this? Hey, you guys want to hear a good phony phone call?
Sure.
This is fucking hardcore. It's really great. The boys took my voice and had me call into a religious internet show. Keep in mind that it's a religious show because I sound like I'm insane. So without further ado, here is your phony phone call for the day. Enjoy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Are you going to church, Laverne? Are you going to go to service on Sunday?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Hold on, kiddo. Hold on. Hello, 337.
Hi, it's Howard.
Hi.
Yesterday, this song was stuck in my head. I don't know the lyrics, but I can't remember who does this song. You could probably help me out.
All right. Well, I'm glad to have first time you came on the show. I'm sure you didn't come on the show to play Name That Tune.
I'll sing it for you.
Oh, all right. Let's give it a shot. Go ahead.
Take it to the mountain. Take it to the
Wow. You have to sing a little bit more for
me. Whoa.
You have to sing a little.
You can take it to the mountain.
You have to sing a little bit more.
You can jump into the fire, but you'll never be free. No.
I don't.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know it. Of course you know it.
I don't. Remember that song. So that song is stuck in your head, huh?
Yes. Hello?
Wait a minute. Wait. First of all.
You can take it to the mountain.
I know what you're talking about.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, they played part of it in Goodfellas.
What?
Do you remember that part of Goodfellas when he was running in the helicopters?
No.
Driving from the helicopters?
Blah, 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 blah. I've had it.
Wow.
He's upset.
All right, shut up.
Come on, you're not.
Fuck you!
Wait a minute.
I hate you!
Come on.
You fuck!
What?
What kind of thing is this?
Well, first of all, you are a cunt.
Oh, hey, not on Easter.
Shut up, you fuck.
Hey.
You fucking fat cunt.
Oh, cunt. Oh, Jesus, help
Get off my phone.
You called me.
Who is this? Who's the caller?
Oh, you fucking asshole.
How dare you?
This is a religious show.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Fuck you. Suck my dick.
Jesus.
That's really inappropriate.
Where were we?
Do you remember that part of Goodfellas when he was running in the helicopters?
Wait a minute, hold on. Do we have Howard back?
What?
You're live on the air, 317. You're live on the air.
You can swim into the sea. Oh.
Are we going to go through this whole thing?
Fuck you!
No,
oh, my God.
Cunt! I hate you!
Ah, Jesus. right. Whew, enough of that. What?
You're getting trolled, Brian.
Hey, what was that?
I know.
That's a crazy person.
Well, it's that Howard guy.
Go ahead, beautiful. You were making a comment. Go ahead. What was your comment?
About the Justice. Oh, my God. I lost my train of thought.
I mean, you know.
I'm shocked with that.
Crazy.
That's a crazy phone call, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I love that.
I love it, too.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're trying to talk to you.
Robin. Whoa.
You cunt.
You cunt. Oh, my God. That's that Nielsen song, Harry Nielsen.
Yeah.
Whoa. You can take it to the mountain. Din, 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 din. I love this. Nielsen Schmielsen.
Yeah.
Everybody. You can jump into the fire. You can take it to the sea.
Let's hear it.
You can take it in the mountain. But you'll
it's
never be free. But that, WNBC, I am BB.
You can jump into the fire.
Hello.
But you never be free.
Hey, look.
There you go. You know, you could take... You could never take that away from us. We had crazy shit come on the show throughout the week. Each one of us in the morning crew... were targeted at one time or another over the years. And you can never take it away. Whatever you do with this show, when I'm gone or whatever, all of us have that memory of what happened to us on that day. And ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Melissa, everybody.
You know, I have never...
Hey.
I have never listened to that in its entirety. But I did today. You know, I did a pretty good job, didn't I? I did.
You did excellent. You did excellent.
Dun,
you
dun,
made the
dun,
whole...
dun, 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 that song.
you made a great joke. Yeah. You made a great joke. And
oh,
I think
the
they cut it out
prize.
Because... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the best joke I've heard, and they pulled
yeah.
it. It was a Pulitzer or something. You said something
yeah.
Regarding the
Pulitzer,
Pulitzer
Prize.
Pulitzer.
Yeah.
It was funny as hell. And they
Pulitzer.
Get, hey, I'll do the jokes here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did you hear it? It's like Laverne. Laverne's so innocent and everything. She just
I heard her. I forgot
like,
she was there.
Yeah. Who's the caller? It's like Curry beating us up and
who
fires and
cannons.
<I know>. Hello.
Yeah. I was on my
well,
game
so
that day.
Obviously
huh?
him, though.
Uh-huh.
You were.
Uh-huh.
Pat's here, Melissa. Melissa, Pat.
Good morning, Pat.
About...
How are you?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
It was. It was
your... You hurt your leg, didn't you?
Quite a while ago. But, you know, it's been the bane of my life. Sometimes, you know, the other day it rained. And I'll tell you, whatever hardware they put in there will really, I'm telling you guys, I was like lame. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I've got a, I've got a bionic shoulder, so I know.
Just something, just something.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. It makes me mad, you know.
Do you have a rod in your leg?
There are two.
Okay. Well,
there's
it's
two
sensitive
incisions.
To the cold.
It is. It's weird. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a Y. One comes up
right.
and then one goes over. You
over
know,
your leg.
It's just like, yeah, it's just gross. But and it's a really weird feeling to think like something's foreign in your body like that. To me,
I know. You know, you're talking to the choir, sister.
It's weird.
Try not to think of it like that.
Right.
I try not to, but it comes to me. I'm telling you, I can feel it.
Well, of course you can.
because, yeah. again, the heat, you feel the heat, but you feel the cold better, much deeper. It's like a chill. And, you know, when you said the body, you know, it's like not me, but men's health. When men have, when they go through surgery, especially it's prostate surgery.
Yeah.
They'll talk sexual to you about, you know, can you get an erection, blah, blah, blah. And they'll talk about if you can't get one, there's other options. And go like,
you can put a rod in there.
Yeah, no, you know what? You are right. No, you're right. You are absolutely right. They give you, you're absolutely right. They give you two options. One, each time you have sex, you have to put a needle in your tip of your dick. A needle.
Oh, God.
A needle. A needle.
It's not worth
that's
it.
One. That's one treatment.
No.
Get
the
a pump.
Other treatment.
No,
but that's what it is. Exactly. And Melissa, you hit it. And then the other one's the pump.
Yeah.
Now, you're thinking it's a
yeah.
pump. Now, if you look on YouTube and you see exactly what it is, basically it's surgical.
Mm-hmm.
They put this device in your body. And there's
yeah.
a little tube that hangs out between your legs.
Yeah.
Just a little tiny tube. And when you're going to have sex, it's like, shh, shh, shh. You got to pump it
sounds
up.
Sounds sexy.
Right? Yeah, for 20. Can you imagine for 20 seconds? I'll be right with you, baby.
Hey,
hang
who
on.
Was that old mob boss that got murdered by Gotti? Who was he? I can't remember his
oh,
name.
Yeah.
I can see him. He had
right,
one.
I forgot. Oh, did he really?
Paul Castellano. Yeah,
oh,
he had
really?
One. Yeah,
wow.
he was screwing the maid. Uh-huh. Yeah, he had one.
Wow.
Yeah.
But see, and it's surgically in your body. So now
yeah.
you've got what Melissa was saying. It's weird to have something surgically implanted in your body. It's not small. I mean, if you look at it on YouTube, it covers the testes and everything. That's in your body with a little tiny nozzle sticking between your legs. Now, I'm asking you, ladies. I mean, this is what they're talking about. Is that a turn on? Or I mean, if you hear somebody
oh,
going,
sure.
No, seriously. But would that? I mean, would it kind of bother you? I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Right.
Like,
he's asking for
seconds.
A friend. He's asking for a friend.
I'm asking for a friend. that friend. I hope he understands.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a strange feeling.
It is.
Anybody
it
that's
is
had absolutely. Something implanted in your body, it's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
If
you
Brian,
think
are
about
you asking
it,
from the woman's perspective or from the
right.
guy's perspective?
Okay,
I think
the woman's
Brian's
perspective.
Asking from the woman's perspective.
Yeah. Exactly.
Bloody hell, if it works, who cares?
Ooh. Okay. True.
Maybe she could pump it up for
guy
you
if he wants to do that.
I guess you could play with it. Like
if it was
in your mouth,
that or nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
That is true. But I guess you could play with it if it's in your mouth and you're pumping it and it grows bigger in your mouth.
Oh, my
like,
God. Come on. Come on.
I guess you
it
can.
It doesn't work that way, Brian.
Oh, it doesn't?
He's so weird.
I'm asking for a friend. He's a friend.
He's asking for a friend. Can you give that to me, please? I don't know where these kids find
I
the
just
stuff
had
that they're
a, doing. I just had an amazing idea, though.
What did you
Come
have?
Come here.
Well, you'd have to patent it, or I couldn't tell you.
Oh, you could tell me.
And
it
certainly
takes, you know,
not on
to...
the radio.
Oh, okay. Does it have to do with penis?
It had to do with the pump idea, yeah.
Oh, the pump.
You know, there's a lot of money in that, Pat. When you were in the hospital,
I
don't know if you experienced this, they have a new thing for women. Were you catheterized or did you use a bedpan?
Well, I had the catheter. When they tried to take it out, I fought them.
Okay.
I said,
all right.
Think
we got
walk
that.
To the bathroom?
We got that. All
wow.
right. They have a new thing that for women. And I don't know if
What's
it's in
that?
Certain areas or what. It looks like you pee on it. It goes between your
yeah,
legs.
Yeah, the little
and you,
thing that's like standing up.
No, it's straight. You almost put it on. It looks like I've got a picture of it. it's new, I guess, and it just sucks it right out. You just pee on it. So there's no urine that gets on the bed or anywhere.
Wow.
And then the nurse who thanked me, she said, whoever invents this has made a lot of money.
Wow.
It looks like a stick, but it's wide enough, so if you pee on it and you can hear it go, it sucks the pee up into a receptacle.
And this is for women? This for women?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow.
So there's a lot of money in that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just got a really good idea for the pump.
There you go.
So,
Brian, you better do it.
Me when I'm not high.
Yeah, you better do it.
Brian,
you know,
really,
Brian, you know,
I'm too high right now.
I'll
forget.
You know, when they do role play, Pat, I guess to see it in bed, like, tell John to make his penis into a joint so you can puff on it, and I'm sure it would be a
oh
great
my God.
Job.
No, you know, that wouldn't work for me.
Wow. You know,
no, that wouldn't work.
I have a question, Pat, though. Before you had surgery, did they question you about your cannabis use beforehand?
No, I just wrote it on what I do. Like
they weren't concerned that it could interfere with
whatever.
Anesthesia? They weren't concerned it could interfere?
Yeah, I do 2 grams twice, 2 grams a night.
Yeah.
And
and
I told
them
that's
a big 30%
thing.
That they're concerned that it could interfere.
I know.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it for 2 nights before the surgery.
Okay.
Right. Melissa said, Melissa's
it doesn't take long to clear.
Right. Melissa said something that most people don't know. I went to the dentist, and they said, have you smoked weed? I said, not in 3 days. And they said, well, you don't. When you're going into a dental procedure, I didn't know medical procedure, that's another thing. But a dental procedure, you don't smoke weed because the weed will
help
me out
here. No, it makes you more sensitive.
Well, not only that, it counteracts the what did it, you know, make you numb. Help me out here. The anesthesia and the Novocaine, it kind of reacts that, and you will feel everything.
Oh, yeah,
going
definitely. But I was asked that right before they were going to put me under. And I
did
said,
really?
I don't indulge in it. Yeah, I said, I don't use it.
Wow.
So, you know, that was a concern.
No,
I
told them exactly what I do.
And another asked me is Ozempic. They asked me if I'd taken Ozempic.
Oh.
Mm.
Did they give you
Ozempic?
Did you hear the latest on that? That motherfucker?
I know. It's bad, isn't it?
What is Ozempic?
It's a weight loss drug.
Well, originally it wasn't a weight loss. No. Originally it was supposed to treat your diabetes.
Yes,
it was supposed mess with your insulin, whatever. But they found out that people were losing weight on it, and now they're marketing as a
weight
loss drug.
That's what it happens. Yeah.
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 So
you
now
don't
they're
eat,
marketing
Pat.
It as a weight loss. Yeah.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, it's really. Oh, my God. Here we go. Here
it's
we go.
Hello, John. Hello, Big O. Hello, Oliver.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're the only show, and I like this. We're the only show that's real. We're not that bullshit show like, oh, I hear noise, and I'm going to mute you. Okay, and you know that bullshit? We're real, dude. There's real background. There's stuff, people.
Except
and that's,
for that
this
one
is real
day.
Life.
Which one day?
One day. Oh, I had this soon-to-be deaf person pull into the neighborhood with their speakers, and I was vaping, and it took over. So
the vaping.
It was loud.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, you had to hear these speakers. This guy, he comes into the neighborhood, the windows shake.
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah.
But you know, that drug is really dangerous in a lot of ways. Different countries are saying different things about it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
People were having heart attacks with that drug.
And psychiatric problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm on this. Speaking of drugs, so I go to my doctor. My doctor says, Brian, I go, what? He goes, Brian, I go, what? Mr. Jackson, what? He goes, are you still smoking? And I said, I don't know. And you can't lie. I tried to lie to my doctor. They know. They know. If you're a non-smoker, you can smell it. And I said, yeah. He goes, you shouldn't be smoking. I said, yeah, I shouldn't. What I'm going to do, and I have never tasted this, I'm going to prescribe nicotine. I can't even read it. Melissa probably, she's good with medical words. I'll try to say it. Polacrylic lozenges. What they are is cigarette lozenges. And they're big motherfuckers. They almost fill up your whole mouth. I never had these lozenges. So I go, okay, I'll take these lozenges. He goes, yeah. So usually they're new. You get a consultation. I go, I was in writing. No, here's your consultation. I'm getting my consultation. And then she says, you have to take, I am not shitting you. These are big motherfuckers. You have to take one every hour for 6 weeks as needed. Listen, every hour that you're awake.
Brian?
I have to set my alarm.
Is that the method you used?
That's the lozenges. Every hour, my line will go out, ugh. Then I got to pop it in my mouth, set it again for another, ugh. And hours go by really fast. So every hour for 6 weeks, I have to suck these lozenges.
That's brutal.
It is brutal. It is. And they're so strong.
And you had to pay for that?
No, my insurance took care of it.
Oh,
I got good insurance.
For that.
I know, right? And
did they pay
for
sleep deprivation or anything like that?
Oh. You hit the nail on the head. Let me give you the side effects on this. And it's funny with my doctor. So now, on top of that, my doctor prescribed another medication that's supposed to stop smoking. I forgot what it's called. So I'm taking that medication, right? It's a pill. I only take that pill once a day. It's all right.
That's Wellbutrin. It's an antidepressant.
Huh?
It's called Wellbutrin, and it's an antidepressant.
You know what? You're good. You're good, Melissa. And see, I didn't know the side effects. So first I
it can make you crazy.
Whoa, even worse. I mean, I couldn't. Melissa, you're right on. I didn't know the sound of. The doctor prescribed it, right? And then I see him. He goes, I want to see you in 2 weeks. I go, why 2 weeks? Come on, man. He goes, we're just going to see your blood pressure and how you work on this medication. I go, okay, no fun. And then weird things started to happen. So I just started taking it. Weird things are happening. No, weird shit. And I didn't know it was me going crazy. So I'm taking this medication, right? So I'm taking it. And all of a sudden I wanted to drive into traffic.
What?
I wanted to jump off a bridge. I wanted to find weird things how to kill myself. And I'm going, what's the thoughts I'm having? These are things are coming in my head. It was thinking like I was stopping at a stoplight and I'm starting to call, the traffic in front of me is, and I wanted to floor my car through that traffic. I didn't urge to do it. And I'm going, this is weird.
How long ago was that?
Oh, this is like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
Huh?
It was weird.
What?
This is weird shit playing with my head. No, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to tell nobody. I don't know what's going on, right? These thoughts are coming to my head. I don't know what's going on. I got to keep this quiet because I'm going to go absolutely fucking insane. And I was going fucking insane. And then then I couldn't sleep for 2 weeks. And this never happened. I find myself up all night. Just up all night. Just for no reason. I couldn't go to sleep. I feel like Taxi Driver, the movie. I couldn't go to sleep. And this was like 4 days in a row. I'm up. No sleep. I didn't know what was happening.
It made you manic is what it did, yeah.
Yeah, and so I didn't know what was happening to me. And then I go to the doctor a week later. Now, remember, this is going on for 2 weeks now. I have nobody to talk to. I didn't want to talk to my girlfriend about it, because, especially the suicide thoughts. I didn't want to do that, right? But I couldn't get them out of my head. So I go to the doctor, and he goes, okay, let's see how well you're doing on this, smoker's thing. I go, I'm not going to say anything, right? And he takes my, your blood pressure went down. I go, yeah, that's good. And then he says, are you having any adverse reaction? I go, adverse reaction? Well, are you suicidal? And I go, what? I go, you don't know the half of it, doc. He goes, well, it can make you suicidal, and it can also give you deprivation of sleep. It'll make you have insomnia. And nobody told me, and I was up for like 3-4 days, and I'm thinking about driving in the traffic, you know, killing myself. I go, what the fuck? Nobody told all this for stopping smoking? Fuck this shit.
Yeah,
I went out and bought a pack. At least I bought a pack
crazy.
Of coffee down. Woo! What the? What the fuck?
Oh, my.
I feel better.
You always have to read that. You need to read what the pamphlet they give you.
Oh, my God.
I know this one that I'm on can make people crazy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't affect me. The only thing it does to me is make me not care if I'm smoking or not.
Wow. Really?
Well, I don't think it does it to everybody, Pat, but there's people that it can do it to. Yeah.
And I'm the people. I didn't realize, Melissa, you're right, because I didn't realize what was happening to me mentally.
You know what drug fucked me up?
Which one?
Okay, you know how they're all anti-opiate now?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, the big crisis, right? So what they're doing is, for painkillers, they're giving people this gabapentin.
Gabapentin. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. I was told by John if I didn't get off it, there was going to be problems.
Wow.
I told myself if I didn't get over it, there was going to be some kind of homicide.
Yeah.
I was getting vicious.
You're better off on the damn opiates.
I know, right?
Certainly was. Melissa, I was throwing things. I have never thrown anything in my life.
I'm a proponent, okay? When I took opiates, I enjoyed them.
Did you really?
I did.
Did you really?
I didn't notice the difference.
Oh, I did. I was like, I don't know.
Melissa.
But I would.
I was on. It could have killed a moose.
Me too. I had it all. And they pumped me up really good. And I'd never had them in my life. Right?
Well, you know what? 24 years, honey. 24 years.
Yeah. They make you feel, I don't know. It's just you don't have a care in the world. Well, that's how I felt.
I did.
I didn't. It was like, la, 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 la. I enjoyed it.
Oh, no.
And
no,
it had
that's
these,
more
you, you nod off, and you're like, ooh, and it was just, I don't know.
No, that's weed, honey.
it was just beautiful. No, I don't smoke weed, but I enjoyed it.
Maybe you should.
Well,
I did enjoy it.
No, it was, you know, they were talking about, I mean, when you're in a hospital, I mean, I still got a full bottle of, and it actually says opiates or whatever.
Yeah.
They're painkillers.
The danger of them. Yeah.
They send me home with a full bottle. And I haven't touched it yet because it's right out of surgery. I go, uh-oh. Because I do have an addictive behavior. I do. I know my
weaknesses. I don't long for them, but if I think about it, it wasn't anything that made me like, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't go out and buy any.
Right.
But it was, I don't know. It wasn't a horrible.
You know what? You know, Melissa, I think there's just something really weird with opiates with my body, anyhow. The pain ate the high.
Yeah.
The pain took the high away.
Well, you know, the only relief you get from me was when you'd sleep, and I'd fall asleep. And that was the pain relief. Right? It wasn't like I was walking around and feeling on top of my world and had no pain. You know what I mean? I guess what they said I had was acute pain. Right? So you're in so much pain that not much they were giving me would just... And they only give you 8 at a time here. So... I'm going to say I came home with 8.
At a time.
Oh, no. 8 at a time.
Oh, my Lord.
8 times 3. About maybe 24, maybe 2 prescriptions of 8, maybe 3 when I got home. But in the hospital, it's like candy. Oh, here we are every 4 hours. Plus an IV.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're giving you the pill.
One of those ones you could...
It was just an IV that they gave me. My God knows what they... The morphine kind of had an adverse thing for me. I had a horrible rash. But I didn't care.
you know what's funny? You know, Melissa, when I...
I didn't care. I didn't.
Oh, man.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I was a dope fiend for a few days. And I enjoyed it.
Well, they gave me a menu. And I, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They actually came with a menu. They really did. Well, Mr. Jackson, how's your pain level? I go,
they ask you that constantly, right?
They ask you that all the time. And I go, what does that mean? Well, it means
on
like
scale
some people
of 1 to 10,
have. Right. Well, yes. And I said,
you know what I'd say? It's a 3 right now.
It's a 3 right now?
It's a 3.
It's a 3. Yeah.
And they look at me like, really?
Yeah. But I go, I don't want no pain at all. I'm a bitch, man. I go, it's a 10. They go, it's a 10. I go, yeah. 10. They go, we're not even touching
you
yet.
Fool.
Exactly. You bitch. You know, you bitch. And I go, they go, well, it can't be a 10, sir. I go, what are you talking about? You know. Okay, so does this hurt? No. So they get to me like, how about this? No. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Does this hurt? Ow, 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 ow. No. They had enough of me. I go, yeah, that hurts. Okay. You're at a 6 right now. I go, okay, I'm at a 6. Okay, I'm at a 6. And they go, what would you like, sir? I'm not kidding you. It's like a waitress. We have Tylenol 3. We have, they went through Percocet, and they went through just shit that I didn't, you know, D words.
Yeah.
They went through all of that. And I go, I don't want to get hooked. I don't want to get hooked.
Demerol.
I'll take the time.
Demerol is a good one. That's a good one. I like that.
They do Demerol.
I like that. I did. I enjoyed it. Woo! Take me to the moon.
Pat, you know, Melissa was on yesterday. And you were not on. She asked about you. And she wanted to send you a message, and this was her message to you, Pat. Here we go.
Burn, witch, burn, witch, burn, burn, burn.
Burn, witch. Oh, you
burn, witch, burn.
Enough. Why would I say that? Why would you think that?
She knows I'm kidding. She knows I'm kidding.
I don't even think that way.
No, I mentioned it one time because when Pat mentioned it, she was hesitant. Are you a witch, Pat? And she whispered it. Yeah. What?
No, fine.
I didn't hear you. And she mentioned she was. And that's when she freaked out. Sure. Stanley. Stanley was so freaked out.
Poor
that,
Stanley.
He was. I go, Stanley, have her read you. She's a witch. He goes, what? No, 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 no. I said, I thought you didn't believe in it. He goes, yeah, but just in case it's true. No.
Remember. Stanley. Where's Stanley been? Has he been around?
I don't know. Stanley's been coming. See, it's my fault because he sent me a text, and they're used to me coming on at 7 a.m. my time.
Yeah.
Come on at 7.
I told you.
And he says, your show, yeah. He says, I've been looking for you, and they don't see me at 7, they leave.
Yeah. Then they're creatures of habit.
They are. Well, yeah. To be fair, for a long time, I didn't miss that hour for a long
absolutely
period of time.
Absolutely never. No, you
right,
didn't.
Right, right, Melissa?
We
I
were late sometimes, you know. No.
But if I was, it would be like 10 minutes or 50,
yep.
But it was never like 3 hours or whatever. But they're still around.
We used to call and wake you up.
I know, right?
Do you remember? That's the worst thing in the world to call and wake him up. Oh, my. Pat, don't even do it.
Oh,
he starts talking dirty, and it's like, okay, gotta go.
Brian, wake
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well, I told him
show
one he didn't know before.
Yeah, start talking dirty. Hello. Yeah, turn into
like,
dirty.
No,
even
no
with all the Pornhub.
Yeah, I know, right?
You hadn't heard the one with the shower curtain before, had you, Brian?
Oh, my. That was you, Pat. Tell Melissa. Tell the world.
What did you do, Pat?
Oh, my. Melissa, it shocked the hell out of me. It shocked the hell out of me. I'm going, what? I actually,
why?
When she told me this, it did. I've never heard that before, Pat. And when you told me that, I swear to God, I hit the bong. I'm going, whoa.
It was my idea.
I know. You got to tell Melissa. I have never heard of anything, and it's not on Pornhub. If it's not on Pornhub, you know it's way out there. So I was shocked, and I couldn't get over it for a couple of days. I'm going, really, really.
Must
so would you like
bad
to tell? Yeah, it was. It's
okay,
bizarre.
Well, If you haven't heard this before and you're into sex, anybody that's got their ears on right now, get out your shower curtain. You can clean it later. Get out your favorite kind of oil or lube or whatever, or food, be it chocolate sauce or whatever.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Go crazy. Go crazy and slip and slide. It is the most fun you've ever had. Absolutely delightful.
Sounds really interesting. It's like
you know
we
got the
funny
hottest
episode, which is one of my favorite shows, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Do you remember when Frank and Artemis were into the food sex? And she was putting hamburgers in her vagina.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
I you know what? I gotta start watching it. I gotta find it somewhere.
Oh my god, you need to do it.
I saw two or three of them, and it was funny.
It is the best. They were in Wendy's, and there was all onions on her vagina, and he's obviously show it, but he's like, I like the arms. Oh god, yeah.
Wow. But I never heard the shower curtain. And what do you put in? What do you put, oil?
If you're oil or lube, or we use baby oil.
Wow.
It gets gritty. Wow. It gets gritty out of water. So there's better stuff on the market.
Oh, shit. Wow.
But
you know what I have
to
say about
this
that?
Way. You get another try in the shower getting clean, and you need to clean each other's backs after that one. So,
and don't slip in the shower either. Right?
You know,
it gets interesting.
Well, you know what I think of that, Pat?
Burn, witch, burn, witch, burn, burn, burn.
Burn,
you're just mad because you didn't think of it first.
I you know, I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you something. I dated three women, and they were obsessed with the shower thing, with the bathing with the shower. And I have this OCD thing, you know, it's like, ew, I don't want your dirt touching my dirt kind of thing. I mean, forget the romance thing, because if I'm in the shower, I'm cleaning. And I tried it, and I can't. It's scary. Unless I have that mat on the tub, I think I could slip and fall or whatever. But I have never actually did it. And
geez.
More. I think more women like to do it. I think, I don't know how it got romanticized. I guess with the rom-com movies, the romantic movies, and it looks so good. But in real life, it's like, let me get on the nozzle. My turn, you know. Give me the soap off my. I can't get into it. I can't get into the shower intimacy. I can't. It's just too much. Too much could happen. I get soap in my eyes and have to wait till she gets hurt.
Oh, no, Brian.
No. I need land.
Oh, Brian.
I'm sorry.
Okay, then you have
a
really good bubble bath. You must have a great tub. Come on.
I'm 6'1". And already my tub, I can put my, you know, if I lay on in my tub, I have to put my feet up on the wall. Sometimes the tub is not
my
big
tub
enough,
is
you
huge.
Know?
I have a
is
big
it really?
Tub. Yeah, the kids.
Do you really?
Yeah I do. You know what it is? It's one of those inserts. You know, one of those. What do they call those? Tub fitter.
Yeah. One of
and
the
they put it
ones?
In. It's huge. No, it's just a regular tub, but it's huge. And the kids get in there
the
and
best.
Want to fill it right to the top, and it takes the whole tank. And,
wow.
Yeah.
The best tub that I ever been into, I was in Boston. And she said, you want to take a bath? And I go, yeah, I do. And she had this huge-ass Victorian tub. I don't know if you know what that is.
It's a
big
tub.
With legs.
Yeah, it's a clawfoot tub.
Yep.
Oh, is that what it is?
I grew up with one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
who didn't, Pat?
In this part
of the country.
It is. That was the most enjoyable bath I've ever had. I can actually. Oh,
and they're deep.
So good. Yeah, they are deep. They're real deep. It's like, my God, that's beautiful.
Yeah, they are beautiful.
As we were saying, what is this sound bite?
In the face of the enemy. Let the enemy have no power over
us. And the sun of iniquity be powerless to harm
your mother sucks cocks in hell,
Lord,
Karen,
hear
you faithless line.
Oh, that's The Exorcist. Oh, it was funny, my brother went to see The Exorcist, the new Exorcist. And he says, don't do it. The girls don't cuss. You know, if you saw the original Exorcist, the reason like Pretty Baby, that you're like Pretty Baby. Pretty Baby shocked me with Brooke Shields, and she was 12 years old, and she was saying, give me your cock, and she was saying all this stuff, and it was more shocking, right? Yeah, she wanted to have sex, and she was in Bordeaux. So the Exorcist was like, you get this little girl thing, I want to see your mother sex cocks in hell. And so the new one doesn't do that. There's no cussing in it at all.
Uh-oh.
How
the hell do they make us?
I guess the devil had a potty mouth, and they cut that out. And
they love swearing. Come on.
I know. The devil loves it. And the girls were, it was just really, and it lost everything.
Imagine
and they copied. It was so, and it was, you can see that on, my brother said you can see it on TV. It's just weird. And they did have the mother in it. The thing that was bizarre is they had the original mother in it and the Exorcist.
Ellen Bernstein, right?
Right.
Is it Ellen Bernstein? Yeah.
They alluded to her. And what's her name? Had a very short scene in it.
Linda Blair.
Linda Blair. Yeah, those are the two things that would make me. But he says it wasn't scary at all. And so I don't know if you're going to see it because I'll tell the ending. The ending is kind of okay. Here's if you haven't seen it, I'm going to tell you the ending right now. So mute me, whoever, whatever. You can't mute me. You can still hear me. But the ending about two little girls, right? There was a black girl and a white girl, and they're both possessed at the same time. Apparently, maybe they went to a graveyard or whatever, and they got possessed. Okay, good storyline. It was a great storyline, but they fucked it up. If it played by itself, instead of alluding to The Exorcist, it could have been a good movie. It could have been a good movie because they had a great storyline of two little girls, innocent girls. They go into a graveyard. I didn't see it. And they come home possessed with the devil. Now, one's going to live, one's going to die. And they go through this storyline, and there's a black couple and a white couple, and both of these kids are possessed. Like I said, if they did it on its own, it would be a good movie. And at the end was kind of freaky. The black girl dies at the end. And I asked my brother, why did she die? Well, because the devil talked to the father. And the devil lied to the father and says that I will save your daughter if you do this. And so he did. And his daughter died and he died. And at the end, it's like the devil lied to you. That's basically the message. The devil lied. Don't make a deal with the devil because the devil lied to you. Yeah. So like I said, if it was standing on its own, it had great potential. But when you connect it to the Exorcist,
the white one. You know, somehow that would have worked better.
The white one lives.
Well, she should.
Because they. Huh?
Okay, just from a standpoint of politically, they should have killed the white one.
Why?
Just because it would fit the narrative.
Why? You're scaring me, Pat. You're scaring me, girl. You are scaring me. You are scaring me.
Burn, witch,
you're gonna
burn,
be in trouble.
Burn, burn.
Wow. But why would they kill the white one just for conversation's sake? Why?
Politically, if it was a politically motivated ending.
Wow.
Which is, right, you got to kill the white people.
What?
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. Then they would have Black Soul Matter.
They
should have
made a trans person, right?
Oh, speaking of the trans people, did you hear that, what do they call it? Miss Universe.
Universe.
Miss Universe?
Universe,
yeah.
They had, was it Thailand or was it Brazil that had the first transy in the contest?
Thailand.
Yes. And was it Miss Universe? And she won. Well, she won, you know, that country. And they send the trans to the contest.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that was the first time they ever did it. Let me see. Here it is.
Good for them.
It's Miss Universe.
That's
cool. No. Oh, here she is. Gosh, she looks hot.
I know they make pretty girls.
Yeah, they make pretty girls, except for that long thing between her legs. But if you can ignore that, it says, meet Annie. I can't even say the last name. Too many vowels. Jocko Tip, the first woman to own the Miss Universe pageant. And, is this a transgender? Yeah. She says she was inspired by Angela Pounce, who was the first trans woman to compete in the pageant. She has ushered in big change, including allowing all women age 18 over to compete. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? A trans woman?
I don't care. It's a meat market.
Really?
It's a meat market. I don't care.
Really?
I'm old, Brian. I don't care.
I don't know.
I never cared, Brian.
Really? Now,
I never
let's
cared.
Say John comes to you and says, you know what, I want to do a transgender. Would that bother you?
If who came to me? If
John.
My granddaughter?
No, John.
No, your husband,
John.
Your boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
Your partner.
John?
You lived in.
Well,
yeah.
They were willing to do it on somebody his age.
Would you stay with him?
He's 77 in January.
But would you stay with him as he wants to live the rest of his life as a woman, and you have to adopt to that?
Oh,
would that bother you?
You know what? I wouldn't fucking care at this point.
At this point?
Yeah, I feel the same way too. I wouldn't care.
Oh, come
Take
on,
your
Melissa.
Take your fake to JJ and hit the road, right?
Melissa, can you imagine Mike?
Brian?
Yeah. Yes.
I care about him as a person.
Okay. Well,
deeply.
That's pretty liberal of you. Okay. Well, okay.
A lot of my favorite lovers have been moderately.
Been moderately what?
Effeminate.
I don't like that.
Oh, you
and
don't like
goes
men
back
who are feminine?
Years. This goes back years before
not as
it was
a partner,
fashionable.
No.
But I have a type I like.
Hmm.
And you see, I went out with a lot of machismo, Italians, and what really cured me was my son's dad.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't make them more than that. No, that fucking guy. He took macho to the limit.
But you know, I still hear these stories and I can't believe them. I hear these stories that the guy's been married to this person for 5 years and realized that he didn't realize it was a man. That's bullshit. I mean, come on.
That's bullshit.
I mean, no. I'm hearing these stories. I mean, don't. What are you doing for sex? I mean, you can only do. I mean, I just don't believe it. Doesn't the other partner want a little dick up his ass too? I mean, my God. And how can you not know?
Do they have surgery, Brian?
Some of these transgenders get their bits chopped off.
You have a fake JJ or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yes, yeah.
Really?
But you know what? You know what? We've talked about this before, is that for both men and women, if they have the full surgery, there's no more orgasm.
Well, there's a dry orgasm, isn't there?
But there's no. There's everything's been removed.
Really?
We're piped differently.
Wow.
So, I mean, if a man's going to turn into a woman, because it's not, we talked about that one day with Angela here, and Angela had her own take on it, that it wasn't about sex. And I said, Angela, but at the end of the game, it is.
Right.
It was a really interesting conversation that we had about it, you know, because that's gone.
Wow.
Oh, you know what?
Who would do?
I'm really glad I grew up when I did.
I'm glad you said it, Pat, because I want to target you and I want to target Melissa. Now, and the reason here's going on. We have different countries, different cultures, Canada versus America.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I have a person I used to smoke with. I call her the real life Melissa. She gets pissed off. She was on the show. She goes, I am not Melissa. I go, you guys are like the same. She gets pissed off when I call her Melissa to this day. I'm not Melissa because she knows who Melissa is. She was on the show. And I think Melissa, she goes, Melissa is a fighter. I'm a kind of a reasoner. I go, you might have caught Melissa on a bad day. She's not a fighter 24 hours
a
day.
I get a lot of those, don't I? No, not always.
So
she caught me on a rare day.
Yeah, you might have caught her on a rare day. So we're talking about transgender and kids. Kids today are thinking they're transgender at 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old.
With the encouragement of parents, right? With the encouragement of parents.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The old days is when a girl climbed a tree, she was a tomboy. That was it. She grew out of it. And
now she's
they're not
a man.
Giving her... Exactly. We're talking about that. And so it is just weird what they're doing now. And I think they're harming kids. I really think that if a woman, a parent, to say he's not going to
lie. Did he just fade out?
Did you hear me?
You faded out. No, you faded off.
Yeah, I'm hearing that on my end, too. Sometimes they mute us out. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm saying Big Meech will probably come in and slap me what I'm about to say. But I think parents who encourage their kids to become transgender is child abuse, and they should take that kid away from the parents. I'm sorry.
I've been watching a really good, interesting series about narcissistic personality disorder, which goes a lot deeper than we probably even realize. And this doctor was talking about the parents that are making these transgender children, and do they have personality disorders? The parents themselves,
right?
Not
right.
necessarily narcissistic, but different borderline, you know, whatever. It was a really interesting theory.
Right.
Right.
We
there
was
what's weird though. You know what's weird though, Melissa?
What?
My son did not grow up with his father. Did not visit his father very much. Okay?
Yeah.
He is exactly like them.
It is strange, isn't it? No, it's not. I know what you're saying. One of these little guys, I'm going to say spent very little time with their father, but you can see some of the same faces, some of the same actions, right? You can gesture.
Oh, my God, it's down to the finger flicks. It's down to the foot movement. It's my God.
Yes.
Melissa, sometimes I just look at him, and, you know, one day I looked at his hand, and I forgot who I was with, and I said, where's the scar?
It's strange.
Where's the scar? What the fuck?
I don't know.
Wow.
It is strange.
Wow.
I'm going to say probably in 5 years, maybe, I don't know, 2 months total altogether, and that was just recently. But you can see it. The same walking. Do you know what I mean? The same attitude.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know him.
DNA.
No kidding.
It is. It's strange. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that is strange. And, you know, there's a lot of phenomenons going on. And, you know, now we got to get back. I got to listen to the last 10 minutes. Today we're going to talk. You're not going to believe what's happening in California. And if it happens in California, it's going to be happening across the nation. I was telling Laverne.
Don't push him.
I was talking to Laverne. I go, now, Laverne is in Virginia. Right, and I used to say West Virginia, and I talked to Laverne, and I said,
"She's in Virginia Beach."
It's like, what the hell is going on in West Virginia? They got some freaky shit going on in West Virginia. I mean, we're talking about.
Yeah.
I know. She's not. She's from Virginia. But I'm just saying, I asked her, and Laverne goes, I don't know. I said, there's fentanyl going on in Virginia. There's drug abuse going on in West Virginia. There's incest going on in West Virginia. What the fuck is happening in West Virginia? These people are nuts.
That's been going on there forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my
watch
God.
Watch the soft white underbelly. Soft white underbelly. Watch it.
Right.
And you're
going to
be like, oh,
yeah,
my.
Yeah, but this is a valet.
No, no, no. This is about West Virginia. And you know who was from West Virginia, right?
No.
Brian,
who?
Do you remember your noodling buddy?
Noodling buddy? No.
Oh, my God. Who was the one
spot
with the mermaids and the weird stuff?
Oh. The jackhammer, what's his name?
Yeah. Jesse.
The jackhammer. No wonder he was strange. He's from West Virginia.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
That makes sense. My God.
Pat, you should have met him. Maybe he'll call in here. he's a celebrity on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Is he?
And he came out of it last. I known him for on this show, I guess, 3 or 4 years, maybe longer. The last time we spoke, probably longer, you're right. And the last time we spoke, he came out of the closet and said he liked both.
He'll say anything. Pat, he was in the shower one day on the show, and he said he was bathing with Dawn dish soap. And you know what? I believe him.
I believe him too.
We're like,
no,
you're in the shower. Oh yeah, I'm washing with Dawn dish soap. You could hear him. Like,
if
you
can
the
use
thing.
It on ducklings.
Well,
yeah,
like,
you
to be
can
honest,
use it on ducklings. You can use
you
it
sure
on
can.
Old
but Lisa,
West Virginia.
Lisa did that to be. But to be honest, Melissa got after me too. What was that green lava soap? It was lava.
Oh, lava!
I think that was the name of it. It was green soap, and it was for men. It was lava soap.
Lava. You don't wash your body with lava.
That's what the name of the soap was. Lava. You know.
I remember lava. My dad would use it like after working or to clean his hands. Yeah.
I'm about to say, no wonder I'm all raw and chapped.
It's grainy, right? It's gray. It's grainy.
It was grainy.
Yeah, it's
grainy. Yeah, and it scrubbed your skin off your bones. It was just...
You don't use that, you idiot.
I did.
We talked about this before.
I don't use it anymore, but I used to. I don't use it anymore, but I used to. Now, as I got over, I'm an Irish Spring, like you said, Pat, Irish Spring guy. I'm an ivory guy once in a while. Sometimes if I want to feel pretty, it's Dial. So anyway.
Oh, I love Dial. I always use Dial.
Yeah.
I cannot use ivory soap.
I can't
either.
I cannot use it anymore. Really, you break out? Yeah, there's that perfume and that ivory soap, man. That the chemicals with the perfume and all that kind
of
stuff. It irritates my skin too.
Pure with no smell.
Remember, it used to float. It floats. In the tub, remember, in water, it floats?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. You know why? Because it's whipped. They whip it. It's like soft.
Is it true?
Go ahead.
Oh,
I don't
want to
interrupt you. They whip it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cheap shit. I wouldn't use that.
Like meringue, you know.
Yeah.
Meringue
is
cheap shit.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I had a complaint. I went into a hotel. We're at a hotel. We're in Vegas. We're in a hotel. And normally I like, when you go in the bathroom, they have that complimentary moisturizer, shampoo, and their soap.
Yeah.
And this is embarrassing. And they're not made for black people. They got to have, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going racist on this. I'm serious. So it's a little trial-sized bar. And I'm up here scrubbing my body, and it got lost up my ass. Because they were so small. They were so small.
Wait a minute.
No,
it's true.
It got lost up there. It was that small. I need a big bar. Seriously. I'm going, where the
hell is
this?
In your butthole?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I'm telling
Brian,
you the truth.
I'm not going to ask how you got that loose.
That is true. Wow.
Wait a minute. Let me ask this question. What does that have to do with racism?
Well, because I don't think it goes up white people's butthole. I think they're making it for the standard person. Black people have a bigger ass, a big ass, and that's how we're built.
No, you mean the ass. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the rectum. Okay.
I think mine went up the rectum, but we got a big ass. We need a lot of soap. We need a lot of soap to lather our asses. It's not enough for that one bar to even lather up a cheek. We need some big soap, a big bar to get the whole ass all lathered and soapy. We can't mess with that little thing. Yes.
Ryan,
yes.
Take your own when you go.
I do now. I actually do. We need a big bar to lather up that ass. If you're listening to the show.
Oh, my God.
True.
All we need is Mr. Solution to come in to give you shit.
I know.
Oh, he'll be
Mr.
in.
Mr. Crackhead.
He was here yesterday.
He was here yesterday.
Was he?
Cumboy is. Yeah, Cumboy was in here yesterday.
What?
Yes, he was.
Now, listen. You're setting up the attack already.
I am not. I think Pat was on. Pat, were you on when Mr. Solution was explaining to us about penises and how in-depth the penis work and semen? He was explaining what goes into semen and how much fructose is in the semen. Remember, he was taking down the semen.
That it was a carcinogen. Yeah.
I mean, he was just going off in the semen. And, again, so that's why he got the name Cumboy. Early parole hearing title, old people get out of jail. Have you guys got a get out of jail card? Have you ever heard this before? It's in California.
No.
What do they call it? Compassionate release?
No. There is that too. I think they coincide, Melissa. They're almost the same, but they're calling it like a senior discount. They call it elderly parole, but you're right, Melissa. It's the same thing. It's compassionate because you're so old.
Brian.
Release you on that.
Do you want the Canadian view already?
Yeah.
Do you want the Canadian, view? The government's saving themselves money having these people in jail.
You are 100.
Oh, yeah.
You are 100% right, lady. You are, and that's what it's all about. But see, we don't lock up people in California. We don't want to do it. And Governor Newsom, man, he is out of his fucking mind. It tells a story, and I'm just going to tease it a little bit. It tells a story about this woman that her uncle been raping her for 15 years. Brutally raping her.
Mm.
Finally, she had the guts to call the police. They arrested the asshole. And this was brutal. Rape is rape. I'm sorry, ladies. We're talking, but there's certain extent of just being
there's
a monster.
Levels of it. Yes.
Thank you. So rape is morbid and brutal as it is, but this guy went a step further. So they arrested this motherfucker. She didn't count. And guess what? He's ready to be. And he was supposed to go to jail for 125 years. That was his sentence. 125 years.
They should take
he's
him
getting
out
of
principle.
Well, yeah. Now he turned 50.
What?
And since he's 50 years old, he's getting out of jail tomorrow.
I thought you were going to say 75 or something.
No. No.
Jesus
no.
Christ.
50. And they're going to
let
him out.
Holy shit. You know
and,
what I think?
What?
He
I think
be
yeah,
in
you
jail,
just
man.
You just told me what you think, but go ahead. Huh?
No, you know what I think? I think he should get a treat at jail from all the guys.
Get a soap treatment. Yeah.
No, yeah. I think he should get a little flavor of what it was like to be his niece.
No kidding, right? I agree with you 100%. And he's not the only one. So Newsom
He's a pretty boy. And we have an assistant district attorney named Gasson.
Give Pat a background on Newsom, who he was married to.
Oh, boy. All righty.
Okay.
Go ahead, Melissa, because I know. Yeah.
He was
Newsom
married to... Go ahead.
He's our governor. He's our governor of California.
He was married to Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, that crazy bitch, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you know who that is?
And Kimberly was so
crazy.
She was so crazy and so sex driven. She was the only woman that Fox News, she used to be on Fox News. She was the only woman at Fox News that they had to fire her because she was sexually harassing women and men. And the lawsuits were piling up on her. What she likes to do is collect men's penises. That's her hobby. She collects. She would ask men while she was on the show on Fox to send her their penises. She had a fixation about that. She's also had an assistant who was a female. And ordered her assistant to come in her office naked and touch her and do a lot of sexual things with her. And the assistant was the one who blew the
whistle.
Why'd
the girl do it?
She was assistant to Fox News. I mean, you know, when you go to school, you go to... Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Not in my contract.
Yeah, not in my contract. So she was that bad. And I guess Donald Trump Jr., what he did was he divorced his wife.
Yes.
To be with her. To be with this catch.
Oh, God.
I mean,
so
he would divorce your wife to be with
something about Newsom, too, right? That he was married to this bitch.
Right, he won't talk about it. They asked him one time, and he actually almost said what you said. They asked him about her, and he says, "I will not talk about that." He's since remarried, but he won't talk about it. Here it is right here. Fox News paid a settlement valued as much as $4 million to the assistant to former The Five host, Kimberly Guilfoyle. The Five is a Fox program. There's five of them, and they talk about political stuff. It's one of the most rated programs. They call them The Five. She was a host of that. Now a senior member of President Donald Trump's reelection campaign. Shut up with the senior member. She's fucking cocaine boy, Trump Jr. That dude's on cocaine half the time. Come on, the guy's a nutcase.
Bucky Beaver, I call him. It's like a beaver,
exactly.
Doesn't he?
Oh, my God, he does. After the staffer detailed an allegation of harassment in a complaint, according to the report, she won the $4 million. And I didn't go into here it is. Here it is. Let's see what she did. Settlement, female assistant and money in exchange for keeping the matter quiet. from going to trial, Fox News declined to comment. The allegation of inappropriate behavior. I'm trying to get to what it is. Allegedly, Guilfoyle would sometimes walk naked in front of the assistant when requiring her to work at her apartment, and would show her lewd images of men. So her assistant, she walked naked and showed her penises of men that she collected from Fox. District attorney, and I have never engaged in any workplace misconduct of any kind during my career. I have served as a mentor to countless women. Shut up, Guilfoyle. Guilfoyle has enjoyed a profile leaving Fox News. She is romantically linked to Donald Trump Jr. and made a notable appearance at the most recent Republican. What is happening with the Republican Party? Does anybody know what's going on with the Republican Party?
No.
They are out of their you know what's going on? They are out of their fucking minds, man. They're out of their fucking minds.
I want to
so
get
that's
by.
What we're going to
stop.
That's what we're going to tease today. That's our topic, elderly parole hearing. And you're going to hear some of the people there paroling because they turned 50. Old people are getting out of jail. California rape victims.
That's
terrified.
Not old.
I know. Well, you know, you're going to be surprised. Okay, what is considered, wait a minute, what age, you're going to be surprised, what age is considered, help me out, what word am I going to say?
Elderly.
What is considered a senior, how about that? A senior in some states. And you're going to be surprised the ages.
Yeah, I am.
Take into consideration that's somebody's 60... physical health, too. Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
what I was saying. Some of them, they're going to get out just because nobody wants to support their brother.
Yeah, but, yep. but with the heinous crime that they did, you're going to be surprised. Some states is 55 is the age at which you consider to be a senior citizen. At 55, some ages are 60 to 65. That might be, it depends on the state you are. In California, it's over 65 and older. Now, Pat, you live in Vancouver. No, not Vancouver.
No, Niagara Falls.
Age is considered a senior. Okay, here we go. A senior citizen. S-E-N-I. Okay,
Niagara
in Niagara Falls.
Ontario.
Ontario, Canada?
There's two Niagara Falls. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see what this is. 65. So if you're in Ontario, Canada, it's 65.
Yep. But getting out of jail shouldn't be until you're 75.
Right. They're talking about raising the age limit here in California, too. So I want to talk about that when we come back. And I also want to talk about there's a lot of people making money on OnlyFans. Do you know what OnlyFans is? And these are normal people. Do you really? These are normal people like you and I. And they have an OnlyFans page. If they have an OnlyFans page, they're making money. How are they making money? You're going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised how they're making money.
Well, Brian,
and these are,
Brian, if anybody wants a picture of my bunions, they can see them.
Are you selling? Oh my God! Are you selling your pictures of your bunions? Oh my God!
No,
and they'll pay
I will.
Money for it. I know. She almost let the cat out of the bag. It's true. These are regular people on Facebook that decide to have an OnlyFans page, and you're going to be surprised what they're doing on there. I remember me and Melissa were talking about they got everything on Pornhub. They had these fat women that will eat food, and guys will get off on them. And these women are like 250, 300, 400 pounds, and they would just put food in their mouth, and they're supposed to be sexy to some guys. So it's gross. All right. So there's a lot happening. And, Pat, if you don't know anything about what's going on in politics these days, I'm going to catch you guys up on it, and you know what I'm going to do. This is like kryptonite to a lot of these people. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to catch you up on Morning Joe. You got to hear what's going on. It'll catch you up on politics because I'm not going to discuss it. I'm not going to discuss it on this show because you know what will happen. So let me see if I can get it here.
You going to play us a clip?
Yeah, I'm going to play you a clip, and you're going to be shocked what Donald Trump is up to. This motherfucker, man. This motherfucker. By the way, yesterday was Joe Biden's birthday.
Yeah, I know. He's pretty old.
81 years old. 81.
Yeah.
Do you realize if he becomes the next president, he will, by the time he finishes his career, he will be 81. 86 years old. if he makes it to the second term. 86 years old when he's done. Donald Trump is only three. Uh-huh.
He's the same age as Biden was when he started.
Yeah, when he started.
But the thing is, Brian, people live a lot longer now. He has
excellent
health care.
They do. You know, if I was in an old folks' home, I would flip Biden off. I'd be so pissed off. They put me in here when I was 60, and this motherfucker is running for president at 81. I'd be so pissed off, you know, that he's older than some of these people in these old folks' home. He is.
Yep.
But I'm going to keep you guys, it's only going to be a little bit, but I'm going to keep you abreast on politics and get you up to date about Donald Trump. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute you guys so you can enjoy yourself, go to the bathroom, drink some coffee, play with the children, do everything. You can relax a little bit and just listen. And I'm catching you up on the news, And I have to go to the news segment to see what is happening. Here we go. Sammy School is in the house. Let's go. Hello, everybody. From coast to coast and to the mountains and to the sea, we're going to give you the news to catch you up on what is going on in the fucking world today. What the fuck is happening now? That's it. We have our age reporter, Sammy School. We sent her on assignment in Japan, and we haven't heard anything back from her in 2 weeks. We don't know if she quit, but we're still paying her. Going on a major story about why Japanese people are so small. We took it. And another roaming reporter in Canada.
Did you mute me already? I have something to say from Japan. I have two words to say from Japan.
Wait a minute. Let me give you the news button. All right, here we go. And now, Sammy School.
Coming to you live from Japan, Aso.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Aso.
We're off the air. Aso.
Otherwise
Thank
known
you,
as
Sammy.
Asshole. Aso.
And that was the report from Japan. So. Oh, boy. That's our age
remember
reporter.
When I came, remember when we did Iraq? And I, what did I do? It's hot here.
It's hot here. I know. It's so hot.
I'm hot here. Yeah.
I'm hot here. There's a war going on. It's so hot. I'm not touching that. Wow.
No.
And that's from our age reporter, Sammy School. Oh, my God. Hey, Pat, wait a minute. We got it. Do you remember your porn name, Pat? Do you remember your porn name?
No.
Okay. Okay. What is the name of your first pet? What is the name of your first pet?
Oh, Mittens. I remember
Mittens.
That.
Mittens. And what is the name of your first street you lived on?
Portage. Like Portage Road, like.
Yeah, Portage, Mittens Portage. That's your porn name. No, ladies and gentlemen, on stage now is Mittens.
Yeah.
Mittens, do your thing.
Yeah, just call her Mittens.
Mittens.
Special reporter.
Special reporter from Canada. Go ahead, Mittens. What's happening? Well.
With the U.S. news?
No,
the U.S. news,
we want,
yeah.
Now, Pat, Mittens, put away
the
shower curtain
news.
And the chocolate sauce. Okay?
Yeah.
We need that to stop now.
Shower curtains are on sale. They're half price now. Enjoy. Back to you, Brian. Thank you, Mittens. So we're going to do the story. 352, is this my friend, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team? Good morning. Oh, maybe not. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Uh-oh.
Pastor Don
okay,
is in here.
I'm going to put him on. Okay, here's. I put you on mute 352. I think it's Pastor John Jr. But when you want to talk, just hit the number one on your dial, just in case it's not Pastor Don. So hit the number one on your dial. Little hand come up. Oh, okay. Little hand already came up. I think it gave me a middle finger. Okay, I'm watching you. 352.
I was on mute, sir. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I was getting my salad. I was getting set up. Good morning.
Do it.
Good morning, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. You have the lovely Melissa in the studio and the lovely Pat in the studio, Pastor Don Jr. Welcome.
It's always a pleasure to be among such wonderful people. Good morning, good morning, good morning, all.
Good morning.
Pastor Don Jr., my God, we're talking about people who supported the show over the years. I think Melissa put in 6 years. I'm not quite sure. I think she put in six. She's
something
doing time.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Pat put in a good 8 years. She's doing time. And Pastor Don Jr., CEO, I think 3 years to 4 years, sir. I'm not quite sure.
No.
Yes.
No. No. It's been longer than that.
Has it been longer?
No. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I was on a lot of shows before I declosed and said, hey, here I am.
Okay. Yeah. It's a credit, and I was talking to Laverne about that. It's a compliment. I mean, on a blog talk shows, people don't stick around. I mean, you may go one, you may go two. And the reason, the connection between Melissa and Pat, and I hold that connection very dear, because I'll tell you what the connection is. The reason Melissa came on the show is because we had the topic of tarot card readings, and Melissa was interested in that. And so Pat brought Melissa to us, basically. She basically brought Melissa to us because Melissa was interested in the reading. And she left. Yeah, she left, and then she came back. And she's been back ever since, and she's now our winning team. We call her our morning crew, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary
man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a long time.
And she brought Laverne with her. She brought presents.
Wow.
I come with presents.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then Laverne is so pure, we threw her in a volcano, and she's been here ever since.
That's him by fire.
I yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're here, Pastor. I know I don't have you long, and it was going to be a story that I was going to tell later on in the show. But this is just to tease you. We're talking about the beginning of Thanksgiving. And it was a lovely story I was going to read. We ran out of time yesterday about Jesus and Mary and about God. It's a great story. And a lot of people don't know it. It was the first Thanksgiving, and it related to what God wanted and Joseph wanted and what Joseph thought and Mary and how people felt when Mary was pregnant. And it was a good story, good Thanksgiving story.
They Bible-fied Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Where is
it?
Rich. It's a great
Wait a minute. I missed that yesterday.
Huh?
I see you.
Brian, you've told the story now, so it's too late.
No, I didn't.
There's either a punchline or
there's not. Oh, okay. So you guys don't want to hear it? Okay, fine. I saved it for you guys, you heathen.
What does this have to do with the Thanksgiving?
Well, it's the first Thanksgiving. The first Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And it was with Jesus and Mary.
Oh, gosh. Brian,
no, it wasn't. Now stop that.
This.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
No,
oh.
On the phone.
We
okay.
know what you're up
to. Not you.
No. Here it is. What happened on the first? Oh, I'm sorry. Not Thanksgiving. It was Christmas. I'm sorry. Christmas.
See?
It was the first Christmas.
Huh. Pat, who does this?
I misspoke.
It's like, which holiday are we talking about? What?
Well, it's like,
holiday?
I think Pastor, I think Pastor John Jr. will relate to this. I call, you know, when the protesters are protesting, you know, about something, Black Lives Matter, I call that Black
yeah.
Christmas
uh-huh.
because they're going to be looting shit, taking shit. It's Black Christmas for us. They're taking
oh, wow.
TVs.
Wasn't there a horror movie years ago called Black Christmas many years
I
ago?
I love that movie. I
yes,
saw it. I
was.
Have it. I bought it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a oh, bunch of sorority girls in a house.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Sorority girls. Oh.
That was a long
my
time ago.
That was my kryptonite. That's when they used to make good movies, you know?
Brian,
girls would have pillow.
Brian,
yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
I was in high
yeah.
school.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And that movie came
and,
out.
Oh, you were in high school
How
when it came
old
out.
Are you?
Oh, I'm 80. I'm 81.
He bought
me and Biden
that when
shares
he was
the
a
same
very
birthday.
Old man.
I
know, me too.
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, you guys.
Viagra keeps me young. I am not
I
from this
by.
Planet. I am here to observe you humans. And then I sent it the information to my planet to tell them to don't even come here. Look what they're doing. Here we go. You humans, man, you crack me up.
An old power. Yes, sir.
I know. You guys have weird rituals. All right, here we go. So I'm going to mute everybody so everybody can relax, have a cup of coffee and everything. I'm just going to catch you up on what's happening with Donald Trump in the political world. It's only going to be 10 minutes, but you know, now you guys can mute yourself. I'll mute you. Don't leave. So here we go, everybody. We're going to catch you up on every political bullshit. Again, do not leave. I'm just muting you guys so you can have coffee, relax for a little bit, and it's only going to be 10 minutes. And here we go. Here we go. Catching you guys up on political bullshit. This is our segment, political bullshit. And according to Mary, to Morning Joe, which I like. I love Morning Joe. Here we go.
I would say you don't really mean anything on who's going to ultimately win, but. So let's talk about these polls that have taken a year out from the election that I would say don't really mean anything on who's going to ultimately win. But if I were
– What are they, a snapshot into –
Snapshot of where people are right now. But if I were on the Biden campaign or any campaign that got these type of polls, I'd love them because I would be using them to get everybody working. From top to bottom, get them working as hard as they can to double their efforts on these areas that there's some you know we're seeing some softness again a year out. So these are actually somebody said this yesterday, and I'm sure Jim Messina and others who come on the show would say the same thing. Use these polls as a way to inspire your troops to work harder,
yeah,
to work longer, campaign more, especially when. You got an autocrat running against you, and nothing short of American democracy is on the line. If that can't inspire you,
I don't know what does. But
go into professional bowling.
The polling shows President Biden is losing support among Black voters. The White House is vowing not to, quote, make the mistake of underestimating a key group that helped propel Biden's victory in 2020. In a new interview with NBC News, Biden's principal deputy campaign manager acknowledged that for the president to win again in 2024, his team, quote, has to have a long, sustained conversations with African Americans in their communities and can't simply, quote, parachute in around election time.
No.
This comes after a recent survey from the New York Times and Siena College showed Biden ceding support from Black battleground state voters to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. For more on that, let's bring in opinion editor at The Washington Post, Alexi McCammond. Her latest piece is entitled, Democrats Need to Get Real About RFK Jr.'s Strength with Black Voters. Alexi, where is it coming from?
Hey, well, thank you so much for having me. I mean, I think what Joe said is right. So a couple of disclaimers off the top.
Polls are not gospel. It's a year out, and black voters are not a monolith. But one thing that is clear in polling trends, focus group trends, and otherwise, is that black voters and other voters are looking for an alternative. Black voters have long felt and said and showed us that they feel taken for granted by the Democratic Party. We've seen the ways in which VP Harris hasn't been supported as much as some folks would like by the Democratic Party, by President Biden. And the real kicker with RFK Jr., and something that is particularly unique to him, is that he taps into this deep-seated, deep-rooted medical skepticism that a lot of black folks across the country feel, rightfully so. There has been medical racism going back, you know, to the 1800s through now. There is ample reason why folks might feel distrustful of their health care providers or of what even the government is telling us we should do with our bodies with respect to vaccines. Now, that is not to say that everything RFK Jr. says about vaccines is directly appealing to black voters, but when he talks about these things and brings up the idea that actually maybe they're lying to you or maybe you shouldn't take this vaccine.
I am speaking to my fellow African Americans as if I was running for office. And I would speak to you from my heart. Y'all niggas got to stop voting for Trump. Thank you. Let's continue.
He's really trying to get at what other folks aren't saying to these voters, which is, I hear you, I see you, I understand why you might feel this way.
Reb, curious about your thoughts. I know you have a question for Alexi, but first, can you respond to that about Kennedy playing into a deep skepticism that a lot of members of the black community have of the medical community?
No, he has definitely played into that, and there is definitely a skepticism, no matter how much we may feel that it is unfounded. People have real skepticism based on history, Tuskegee experiment just being one, about vaccines, and Robert Jr. has played into that. He's also been one that's been a hero in the environmental movement, environmental racism, that many of us supported his raising that prior to his running. But having said that, Alexi, the fact that a lot of the bizarre stuff, both politically as well as in terms of policy that Robert has brought out has not been really confronted or counted by the Biden administration. So don't you think that some of what Robert's growing popularity or growing support among some blacks is because he's not been challenged by the Biden supporters on some of the things that he says that are completely out of line with the way a lot of blacks think?
All right. We went there, and here's where Joe gets upset about fascism, Donald Trump. The guy went off the rails right here, and this is what Trump had to say. Here we go. He went off the rails. When you bring up slavery and this and this and this, but what's really happening with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is he's a conspiracy theorist. He's against vaccines. He doesn't think you should have vaccines. He said it's something that pharmaceutical company is getting rich over, that we don't need vaccines. So that's very controversial with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But here we go.
Here. Okay. We have a lot to get to this morning, but Donald Trump's latest...
Wait, you're talking about the lead. I mean, it's the lead of the New York Times today.
I know.
And I've got to say, it's really important that we're talking about the possible ending of democracy, and it's really important that these stories are in just about every day to, again, keep explaining to people. So if they decide they want to throw away American democracy and go toward autocracy, they can never say they weren't warned.
That is true. Donald Trump's latest extreme remarks describing his political enemies as vermin that he needs to root out is sparking new concern about his authoritarian rhetoric, and that is the piece in the front page of the New York Times. And it notes this. He has insinuated that the nation's top military general should be executed. and called for the termination of parts of the Constitution if he wins back the White House. He has said he would have no choice but to imprison political opponents. The paper continues. Mr. Trump's rise to power was almost immediately accompanied by debates over whether his ascendancy and that of other leaders around the world with similar political views signaled a revival of fascism. Fascism is generally understood as an authoritarian far-right system of government which hyper-nationalism is a central component. It also often features a cult of personality around a strongman leader, the justification of violence or retribution against opponents, and the repeated denigration of the rule of law, said Peter Hayes, a historian who has studied the rise of fascism. It feels like a history
lesson. Again, go down the list. People say, oh, it's not fascism, and then you go down a list of fascist tendencies of past fascist leaders, and he ticks them all off.
Right.
Except for one thing. And let's get to that. But keep reading.
Okay, past fascist leaders appeal to a sense of victimhood
exactly.
to justify their actions.
They're all snowflakes.
The idea is we're entitled because we've been victimized. We've been cheated and robbed, he said. One expert who has researched political rhetoric tells The Times that Mr. Trump had wielded language as a chisel to chip away at democratic norms. Normally, a president would use war rhetoric to prepare a nation for war against another nation, she said. Donald Trump uses war rhetoric domestically.
And that, Catty Kay, is what's so frightening, that his focus is not in taking over other countries. It's in taking over this country, undermining American democracy, undermining the rule of law, calling for the termination of the Constitution, calling still for the arresting and the imprisonment of his political opponents, something he did to me as a member of the media, something he did to the Biden family the last 2 weeks of the 2020 campaign when he was yelling at his attorney general to arrest the entire Biden family. But you look at it, and here it is. I mean, the frightening thing is there are far too many Americans who seem disinterested in the degradation, not only of civility, not only of all of the character traits that their parents taught them growing up, that they learn in their communities, that they learn in their church.
Well, there you have it. Donald Trump is going war against the United States. He wants to imprison his rivals. He wants to take part of the Constitution away. He wants to rule the land. He wants to. They're afraid that if he gets in office, he doesn't want to leave. He's going after the judicial system, and he's going after you and I. You and I. Now, I know Biden's not the most exciting person in the world. I mean, it's his birthday, and they looked at him. He tells weird jokes, and he walks slow, and he thinks slow. I understand that. And there's something for the dementia audience out there. But Biden surrounds himself with clear-thinking people. See, the president, you guys think we don't have a dictatorship. We just have a dick. But it's not a dictatorship. So just because you're president doesn't mean you could rule law. We have our fathers, and I'll call them fathers. You guys call them, there's another political correct name, but I'm going to call them the founding fathers. They have set three branches of legislation to protect us, which is, of course, the Senate and the Congress and the legislator there. So no president can declare war without Congress's vote. So they're buffers. So I know what Trump wants, and I know what Joe is speaking of, and Trump wants to arrest all these people, but can he actually do it? We do have a law here, a judicial law. You cannot go out, you cannot attack another person without evidence. We do have a judicial system. We have a Supreme Court. We have the lower courts. So I understand when you're running for president of the United States, you can say anything you want to. Now I'm going to do this and lower taxes. Well, you can't lower taxes unless you get a vote from Congress and Senate. Well, I'm going to do this. You can't do that unless you get the vote for Congress and Senate. I'm going to stop crime. You can't do that, because we don't have a federal regulation of all states. Each state has a governor. Each state has their authority. A president of the United States cannot dictate crime, how to prevent crime in your state. They cannot do that. So when you're running for office, you can say any fucking thing you want to say, but it doesn't mean you're going to do it. Now, I do know, but this guy's a maniac. And we'll open up the mics right here. So that's what's going on, keeping people up, you know, in the political world, what's going on. Is the guy dangerous? Yeah.
Yeah.
But does he have the right to say?
I'm sorry. Dangerous, but I don't want to step on any toes. I'm not taking the low road. I'm taking the high road. I don't want to say anything negative, but the guy is off the chain. All right,
yes.
My play.
He's. You know what it is, I think, Pastor Don Jr.? Of course, you represent the winning team. I think he's believing his minority people. He's playing to his base, you know, these radical people and everything. And I think he's talking to them like, yeah, because they love him. But the majority of the people, like Melissa, she's an independent voter. He's not playing to the independent voters. I don't know how this is going to play to her. Melissa, I don't know if she's there. Hopefully she is. How does that play to you, Melissa? How does that sound when Donald Trump goes off the rails? Probably busy, but he's not. It doesn't look like he's widening his votes. He's playing to his base. He is nuts. Now Biden, okay, he's losing a step or two, and we don't really have a good choice. So a lot of people are going with R.F. Kennedy Jr., who believes in UFOs, who believes that you should not be vaccinated. He's like an interesting guy, RFK Jr. The man was broke. I mean, just because of his name, you'd think he has money. No. The man had to do some hustle, man. The man had his own hustle going on. And he hustled his ass. He hustled his ass, and what he did was how he made money. Well, he started doing forget it. It's just little things that he started doing, and he started making money, but he lost all of his money. It says here, Robert F. Kennedy, I don't know what the that's driving me crazy. I'm going to turn this down. It says, he says vaccines are safe. Also infamous for his stances against vaccines. He has been credited with stopping the spread of disease. Robert F. Kennedy, with no expertise and who refused to listen to experts, has spread disinformation about them, playing on false conspiracy theories. He repeatedly falsely claimed that vaccines are not safe and effective. And he even said, among other things, I see somebody on a hiking trail carrying a little baby, and I say to him, better not get them vaccinated. And yet he claimed at a congressional hearing, he has never been anti-vax. I have never told the public to avoid vaccine, which is a lie. He says a lot of stuff. I'm going to say to NIH, National Institute of Health Scientists, God bless you all. Thank you for your public service. We're going to give infectious disease a break for about 8 years. He pledged an anti-vaccine conference in Georgia. He's trying to capitalize on a sentiment that is widespread in some circles that buy into these false claims. And he's going on and on and on. He's getting votes. He's getting votes. They're comparing him to Ross Perot, if you guys remember Ross Perot. There you go. John F. Kennedy Jr., everybody. And they think he's going to take enough votes away from Biden that Trump will slide on in there. You slide on in. That's it. So if you are an anti-vax conspiracy theorist, you're going to love JFK Jr.
If you believe in UFOs and the aliens are among us and we should register them to vote, you're going to love JFK Jr. I mean, the alien vote is very, very prominent in the Jewish neighborhood. And so, you know, it can sway a candidacy. And you're basically caught up. And I hear you, Pastor Don. It's weird. It's dangerous. But I just want to assure everybody, even though you hear that crap and you hear, you know, Donald Trump wants to do this and, oh, my God, he's going after our political leaders and he's trying to be a dictator, we do have safeguards that protect people from that. And, you know, what I wanted to do, if you wanted to stop Donald Trump, you got to hit him in his pocketbook. All those people who were arrested for this Capitol offense, you know, storming the Capitol, they should have sued Donald Trump. Donald Trump did not supply them the lawyer. Donald Trump is not trying to fight them to get out. Donald Trump promised that I will pardon, he even said it, I will pardon everybody who was in the Capitol. Everybody. So you're pardoning over, what, 100,000 people? Everybody who's in trouble. See, this is bullshit that Donald Trump says. And even the people behind bars now who got arrested after the Capitol are saying this guy's full of bullshit. He hasn't done anything. I don't know why none of those people sue Donald Trump. It makes no sense. I would be the first one. Give me a good lawyer. Get me out of here. The reason I'm here is because of this motherfucker, and I believe what he was saying. Why hasn't all those people sued Donald Trump? You know what I'm saying? If they did that, It would be justice, as far as I'm concerned. It would be justice. That's what's happening in American politics right now. I don't know what you guys feel about if you're political, and this is an open subject about everybody, how do you feel about Israel and Hamas making a deal to free the hostages? What do you think about that? Do you think the Israelis doing the right thing going in and busting up?
I think that's bullshit.
You do? Talk to me.
I think the ceasefire for hostages is bullshit.
Really? So
yeah.
You don't want the ceasefire at all?
They're going to pull something.
That's what they're saying. They're giving them time to regroup. That's what they're saying. But when you know, it's funny. Saddam Hussein said this. He said Americans are soft. When they threaten to go into Iraq, Iran, and they're going after Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein gave it to the U.S. a middle finger, saying, fuck you guys. When you start seeing your people come home in body bags, you're going to cry like little babies. And he's right. Because, you know, when we see the shit, when Israelis going in, and we see the bombing, and then we see the little babies, you know, getting hurt and digging up. Americans have this soft underbelly, like, we got to stop. And they go to the hospital, like, And then they key on those little preemie babies. You remember the preemie babies in there? Oh, look at the preemie babies. Save the babies. And so I don't know. I have empathy. Now, nobody wants the Palestinians. These people are like gypsies. Nobody wants them. They don't care about them.
There was mass weapons stored under the cribs.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would you suggest? Have the Israelis keep going on and on and on. The Israelis said, you know what, the only way we're going to get the hostages back is when we get close. We're not going to get the hostages back if we do the ceasefire bullshit, because they're just going to gather themselves. And it's working, because now Hamas is saying, stop it. Stop. We want a ceasefire for 5 hours, and we'll give you 50 hostages. Now, if you were in that position, what would you do? Now, they have over 200, but they're just going to give you 50. And even a political guy says, you know, they're just stalling. They'll give us 50 here, and we stop for 5 hours. Then they'll tease us with another 50. You got released. It's like, I'm kind of for release the fucking hostages, quit playing, you know? Because I got a feeling the Israelis are getting close. It's like, quit playing, give us everybody right now. That's where I am. That's where I am.
Me too.
Okay. All
I don't know who Dexter Wade is. Do anybody know who Dexter Wade is? Does anybody know who should you know who Dexter Wade is? Well, Al Sharpton is pissed. Should we know who Dexter Wade is? You're going to find out who Dexter Wade is. Here we go.
Agonizing over the disappearance of her son, finally laid him to rest yesterday. A Missouri mother who spent months agonizing over the disappearance of her son finally laid him to rest yesterday. 37-year-old Dexter Wade left his mother's house in early March and seemingly disappeared. It would take her nearly 6 months to learn that her son had been hit by an off-duty police officer's car and killed less than an hour from leaving her home. Police initially said they could not notify next of kin.
You were hit. You were hit by a police cruiser. An off-duty cop purposely drove his car. Drove his car and killed this man. And he was off-duty, by the way.
I don't care.
I know. Here it is. Here's the rest of the story. I mean, here's the rest of the story.
An hour from leaving her home. Police initially said they could not notify next of kin because Wade did not have any ID on him. But an independent autopsy requested by the family found that Wade had been buried with his driver's license in his front pocket.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Well, what do you think, officer? Well, you know, we couldn't let it. We couldn't let the family know that he had no ID.
Okay, Brian.
Brian,
I'm going to ask the cardinal sin. Who was white and who was black?
Well, we could tell. Wade was the black guy who was hit by the car and buried with his driver's license so he wouldn't have any identity. The police officer were white. You're white.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to America. All right,
yeah.
Here we go. Rest of the story. Here we go.
Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy at Wade's funeral. Reverend
It was so sad and so moving for this Mississippi mother. You wonder what Mississippi officials were doing. Tell us what about it.
I really am outraged beyond words. This man, 37 years old, two daughters, hit by an off-duty policeman and then put in the morgue for several months while his mother was filing missing persons claims and doing what was necessary. He was moving all over Jackson trying to find her son. For 3 months, he laid in the morgue. Then they buried him in a potter's field that is attached to the jail, and said that he had no ID. When the independent autopsy went in, he had his driver's license, he had credit cards. So the only thing one can guess is that there was some kind of cover-up for whatever reason, and that there had to be more than just the driver, the off-duty driver. We've called for, along with Attorney Ben Crump, who represents the family, a federal investigation on this. And mind you, here's a city that has had it's those in the county wanting to take policing from them. We've had a city that has had water disputes and has rallied around this. They need to rally around and make sure these officers, whoever is involved at all, at whatever level, pay for it. And one guy said to me yesterday, well, it was a black driver. I said, it was three blacks that beat Tyree Nichols to death in Memphis.
I'm going to have to apologize to the white community. Sorry, white people. I misspoke. I thought the guy was white. A black driver did it. A black off-duty officer did it.
My God.
You know, it's funny. I live in a neighborhood where I call them the new niggas. And the new niggas are Armenians. I live there, and there's nothing but Armenians. and they call them the new niggas because you would hear them driving, bumping up their music really loud, and they're playing Biggie and Tupac. And they're laying low in the car with a gangster lean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you
yeah.
serious?
I am completely serious. I'm thinking, because I used to live in Inglewood, I'm back in the hood. And I turn around because I can hear them bumping the music coming down the street, and I'm turning around saying, okay. And then I see these Armenian people going, what up, bro? I go, are you serious?
Wow.
They're wearing T-shirts now. Yeah. Pastor Don Jr., they're wearing T-shirts in my neighborhood. They're Armenian. Straight out of Compton T-shirts. Straight out of Compton T-shirts. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, yeah.
And they're doing everything but the Black Fist. And they're playing. They're not playing current music. They're playing spinners.
Oh, my God.
The other day, there was a song called Games People Play. Do you remember that song? You know, you remember, if you guys don't remember the song, I'll play it. But anyway, it was like, you know, old R&B. I'm turning around going, okay, I remember that song, Games People Play. All right, you know, that's old school. Love that. It was two Armenian people bumping that music loud. I'm saying, new niggas, please. You know what I mean? So I call them that.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. It is true. Me and my girlfriend's wife, it was Saturday. We're at the mall. We're coming out of the mall. James Brown was playing. Papa got in that brand new bag, you know. But no. Now, remember, I'm walking, and I'm hearing this music bumping really loud, and these people are like 19, 20. This is what they're playing. I am not lying. Listen. I'm walking down the street and I'm going, what? This is more terrifying than a drive-by. When I especially see this, I'm going, what the hell is this? They're bringing back the 70s.
Can't get no rest. Don't know how I work all day.
Brian.
There goes my phone.
Brian.
I walk around. I can't hear a sound. Folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't know where to go. All that day, fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind, some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't know where to go. Games people play.
I'm hearing that. I'm turning around, and I'm expecting. It's true. I'm expecting. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Old school. All right. Right on, brother. Right on. You know. And they were like 19 and 20 year old Armenians. One had a do-rag, and I'm saying, new niggas. There's a new niggas on here. And I never, if you ever seen an Armenian with a do-rag, I'm telling you, man, it's fucking scary. And and so, what?
Brian,
yes.
What do you think they hear at home?
I'm going to tell you something. There's not all of them are playing it. So I'm hearing, you know, a lot of Middle Eastern music. I hear a lot of Mid-Eastern music, you know. You know what I mean? But this is new to me. This is new. There was an incident, and it's a true incident. And my girlfriend's a pacifist. She's a pacifist. She, you know, she likes to walk away. You know, don't mess with this. It's not worth it. You know, that kind of girl. One day we were arguing. She was pissed. So we're arguing. So we're going. We pull in the parking lot at 7-Eleven. And as we're pulling in, these are it's like six Armenian dudes, right? They pull in front of me, take the parking space. There's six of them, and I'm not exaggerating. Normally, my girlfriend said, "You know, let's just go somewhere." Not tonight. Not tonight. She was not having it. She rolled down the window and she goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" I go, uh-oh. You know, inside your head, uh-oh. I go, sweetheart, I know you're mad at me right now, but this is not. She goes, are you afraid of them? I go, no. She goes, okay. She goes, get the, and then she continued, get the fuck out of our space. This dude comes out of his car. Comes out of the car. Remember, sweetheart, when you yelled at the Armenians at 7-Eleven when they took our space? Do you remember that? We stop it. I'm telling a story. She goes, I'm telling a story. She says, don't tell my stories. These are my stories, too. So you know I'm accurate. This did happen. I verified this incident. She goes, don't tell my story. She was not having it that night. This dude comes out of the car, and I've never seen such a big Armenian. I think they make him small. This guy must have been 6'4". 6'4". He comes out, and I'm looking straight at him. I'm still in the passenger seat. Cindy's not fazed. He goes, you think you're intimidating me? I go, uh-oh. And she starts opening the car door. I pulled her in. I had to pull her in because her little arms were playing. Like her arms were moving like she was going to fight this dude.
Oh, wow.
You target those Armenian guys. They stole the spot. Yeah, but they wanted to. It was road rage, but it was not the time. It was not the time. Oh, you didn't care about the time. See, this is what happens. See, you see the authentic argument here. I don't care about the time. It was just road rage. Were you wrong?
No.
You were not wrong.
No.
They just took a parking spot.
They were rude.
Yes, they were rude, but you didn't have to bring on a fight.
Did we?
Baby!
Hey, Mom, did anybody fight?
No! Oh, really? That was... No, let me tell you what happened, why nobody fought. She was wailing her arms like she was going to punch them. I pulled her back in a car. Another guy gets out of the car. Now there's two of them. And the guy said something. You better get in the car, bitch. Pastor Don Jr. knows this. Now you have to say something. You can't just not say something, right? You got to. You got to. I mean, you pulled out the B word. You don't do this. You know? And I go, oh, why did you have to do it? And this is in my head. Why did you? And you know it's authentic. You hear her. So I'm not telling a tale. It's like, why? And meanwhile, she's still cussing at the guy. You called me what? I go, oh.
You did. He called you a bitch. Yes, that you did, baby.
He did not.
Then it was me.
It was him. It was him. Don't listen to her, that mad woman. I'm telling you the story. They called her a name. And I don't blame them at all.
No,
I am not. I am not. You're doing phone rage right now, woman. That's phone rage. And you see the temperament. Look who's the calm one. So I pull her back in, two got out of the car, and they used the B word, right? And I go, oh, fuck. True. Now, maybe she didn't hear it because she was busy yelling at them. But I heard it. I get out of the car, and I remember the bear thing. You get as big as you can, and you got to act more crazier than them. You got it, and that's my only defense. Because there's going to be a whooping going on here. So he called her that, and I get out of the car, and I go, what the fuck did you say? She's yelling at them. I said, well, you calm down, get your buddy in the car. They're rude and everything. I can know they're rude, but that's our parking space. Baby, just calm down. That's our parking space. They're just rude. Baby, just stop it. Now, I get out of the car, and another guy gets out of the car, so there's three, right? And so I got to act crazy. I was not exaggerating.
Oh, wow.
So I'm saying, what did you call my girl? I called her a fucking bitch. I go, you called her a fucking bitch? I go, you're a fucking bitch. He goes, I'm a fucking bitch. I go, yeah, if the bitch chews fit, you're the bitch.
Wow.
And he starts walking towards me. Right? Sydney's
okay.
Honking a horn. I go, what the hell are you honking a horn? I think you need help. You put me in this situation. She goes, I'm honking. No. I go, stay out the horn. I'm okay. This guy starts walking towards me. I go, oh, you're going to step up on me? I start walking towards him, and he stops. And I know I had to be crazier than this motherfucker. I go, I'm going to tear you fucking apart. I'm going crazy. I'm foaming at the mouth like a mad dog. And they're looking at me like, this nigga's crazy. They get in the car. I'm almost practically barking at them, you know, because I'm foaming at the mouth. Oh, you want to get crazy up in here? I'll get crazy up in here, fool. Yeah, let's do this. Meanwhile, I'm saying, don't swing on me. Let's do this now. You know what? You just got crazy. Y'all just crazy. That's right. We're crazy ass, and we're gonna. I said you got a choice. You're gonna be paralyzed because I'm gonna break air. I'm gonna break your back, or I'm gonna kill you. Which one you want? Make the choice, boo. He goes, you know, y'all just crazy. Let's just. They get in the car. They leave. Right? And I'm going. Whew. Oh, that was a close one. Now I hear my girlfriend yelling, you better run, bitches. I'm going, oh, shut up.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
Get down here.
You better run, bitches. I go, stop it.
Can I tell you a clue, Brian?
Yeah.
If you're in a situation, get fucking quiet. No one knows what to think.
But I have learned, Pat, that nothing compares to white girl rage. White girl rage has put us behind bars, has killed us. Am I right, Pastor Don Jr.?
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's the truth. It's like, you know, I know we're black and white, and they're different cultures, and I know you're not in a black culture, and that's okay. It's not a big thing, but we're brought up a certain way. It's like, for instance, if a white person goes into a fight and they say something about his mama, if it was a white person with red hair going, and he's going to fight, goes, well, you know, your mama's a hoe. It doesn't faze a white person. You don't know my mama. Why would you say that? Now, if you say that to a black person, it's like, oh, man, you know, somebody's going to jail because I'm going to kill. You know, it's just a phrase, you know.
Right.
If somebody told me something about my mom,
yeah,
if somebody told me something about my mom, I'd say, let me check first.
Right,
because
that's what you do.
She was fucking crazy.
Right. If it was a white guy and somebody talking about a mom and go, your mom is a whore, goes, you know my mom? That bitch.
No.
I told her to stay off that corner.
You can punch in the
Yes.
You can punch in the face. I'm sorry.
Yes. There's a lot of people who
is it talking crazy?
You get punched in the face. Period.
You will get punched. If you step on a black man's shoes, you get a bullet in the head.
Yep.
A white person.
Oh, God.
Yeah. If a white person, like, you stepped on his shoes and scarfed over, you go, hey, dude, you stepped on my foot. Hey, dude, don't do it again. Okay, I'm leaving. Black people pull out a gun and put a bullet in your head. It's true. And there's been many cases like that, right?
Why, though?
Ask Pastor Don Jr. So he'll give me credit because I'm telling the truth, right, Pastor Don Jr.?
Oh, I believe you, Brian. I just don't understand it.
Because I'll tell you what it is.
It don't make sense.
It's disrespect. You know, we don't have much, but we do have, if you disrespect, and disrespect is stepping on a man's shoes, calling another woman bitch, talking about your mama. It has nothing to do with that. It's just the disrespect that you have as a person and demeaning a person. I put it in those words. Am I correct, Pastor Don Jr.?
Yes, sir. 100%.
Yeah.
It
means a lot. You know, if you're a punk in the neighborhood, meaning that somebody disrespects you, and I'm talking deep in the hood, and you're a punk, meaning you don't do anything, stand up to yourself, you will be a punk for life, man. They will label you as a bitch, and you'll be running for your life until you get out of that neighborhood. You will be running for your life, and that's how important it is.
That's horrible.
It's just the way it is. And you know, so that's what happened. She actually had the nerve going, you better run, bitches. I go, oh, God, baby, stop.
Well, I'll tell you
white
something,
girl,
Brian. I have
white girl rage.
Experience with that personality, but from another culture.
Well, it is culture. It is. The respect
so
that we have.
Thank
you. No, it's not. It's just we take disrespectfulness very seriously. Some people can let it brush off their shoulder. I'm older now. I got this show, so I'm disrespected every day. I'm used to it. I come
don't
on,
think
I'm disrespected.
Disrespect you enough.
I know. That's the show. That's going to show disrespect, Brian. I mean, that's the day. So, like I said, the new niggas, and I'm not kidding you, and I was just saying, it's like when we came out of the mall, I was walking, and all of a sudden, I'm hearing this. I swear to God, I'm hearing this. Coming from a car, going, and now you're going inside the mall, and you have underground parking, so you know the shit echoes, right? So it's echoing. And you're there, and I'm looking inside going, who in the fuck? And I'm hearing this. I swear to God, I'm hearing this.
Right.
And they were doing a jerk and a fly in the car. these people were 19, 20, 21, and they were singing Papa Got a Brand New Bag. And I know they don't know the meaning of the word. They don't know what the dance, jerk, remember the jerk, and all these other dances in a song. They don't have that. So I do. That's why I call them the new diggers. And it's funny how they, what do you do with the wall? You know, when you start on the wall, come on, help me out here. You know, you write your gang or your name on the wall, whatever. Oh, come on. What am I talking about? Tagging. So they're tagging. It's different because it's like Middle Eastern writing. So it's like a long line going, what the fuck is this guy? That's how they're tagging.
They're tagging
in a whole different language. Oh, and it's like Armenian. It's like Arab. I'm going, you know, who is he? What the fuck? What's going on here?
Wow.
Don't mess with James Brown. Come on, man. You can't take James away from us. Come on. But, you know, it's funny, James. I think this is a song. When I was working, and I do this with my headphones, I play James Brown. And this is the song that I play. Seriously, this is the song that I play when I'm working.
One, two, get down. Bandit called to be the boss.
Big bang bang.
Bandit called to be the boss.
Yeah, well, I think...
Look at me! Nobody see? See a bad mother. Paid the cop to be the boss. Paid the cop to be the boss. Look at me! Nobody see? See a bad mother.
James Brown, huh? You know, when he does that, huh? In the middle of the song, you know that's serious shit when James does that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can do that with anything. You, sir, that you go shopping, right? Sir, that'll be your grocery, sir. That'll be $29.95. Okay, that'll be $19.95.
Wow.
That's serious shit. There you go. I just had to tell you that. Here we go. Here we go, California. Top side. Here we go with the LE people in California. It happened in 2021. Effective January 1st, 2021, inmates who are both age 50 years old and who have served at least 20 years will be eligible for an elderly parole hearing under California law. 31 inmates who are age 60 and who have served at least 25 years are eligible for elderly parole. That's what they're doing. Now, they're saying at least if you serve like 20 years or whatever and you turn 50, they're going to let you out because it's elderly parole. But some of the some of the victims you want to hear about. And like I was telling the story, here we go. And it started in California. It will end up in your state soon, even Canada. A California rape victim. She's terrified at early parole for a man. He was set for 140 years. 140 years. Wow. You know, or life in prison. She says, I'm terrified he's going to kill me. He's a lifetime criminal. I had nightmares all night long, said the 48-year-old victim who was raped by her uncle at 14. There he is, Uncle Rapist. I wonder if this is the article. Let me see.
Thanks for choosing to listen. We're converting your article into audio and will begin playing momentarily.
Okay. Play it, Boo. Play it.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing to keep the Grinch away from the toy drive.
Who's going to deliver the toys to the kids?
What about me?
Oh, man. I hate these little commercials. I think I was set up. Did I fall for this? I'm waiting for the article in their own words. It's over now. I'm 5-4-3. Let's see if I get the article right now. Here we go, because their reading is better than mine.
California rape victim terrified at early parole for man with 140 years left on prison sentence. In a move condemned by a terrified rape victim and the Riverside County District Attorney, the state has recommended parole for a sex offender with more than 140 years remaining on his prison sentence because of a program allowing the early release of older inmates. Cody Woodson Klemp, 67, of Moreno Valley, was granted parole earlier this month by the State Parole Board under California's Elderly Parole Program, which makes prisoners 50 or older eligible for parole hearings if they have served 20 continuous years of their sentence. The Parole Board determines whether an inmate is suitable for release based on age, time served, and whether diminished physical condition has reduced their risk of violence. Prior to 2021, the Elderly Parole Program, enacted in 2018, allowed for a parole review for inmates 60 years or older who had served a minimum of 25 years of continuous incarceration. Klemp's victim and Riverside County prosecutors were alarmed that Klemp was granted parole and said they will appeal the decision and send a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom requesting a hearing to reconsider his release. This is a devastating blow to victims, and our office will continue to fight on their behalf, Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hestron said in a statement Friday. Although this practice of early release is far from unusual these days, considering the inmates' particularly violent criminal history and admissions to the parole board itself, it is shocking that such a release would be considered. Klemp has served 29 years of his 170-year sentence at the California Institution for Men in Chino. Klemp repeatedly raped his 14-year-old niece in his Moreno Valley home throughout 1990, leaving his victim with permanent physical and psychological scars. It was because of him that I learned to cut. It was because of him that I hated me, Klemp's victim, now 48, said during his November 8th parole hearing. It was because of him that the only prayer I had was a prayer to not wake up. I always believed that somehow I did something to deserve it. The woman, who is not being identified because she is the victim of sexual assault, said Klemp ruined her sense of self and sense of safety for so long she felt unfixable. Unlike Cody, for me, for his victims, there is no parole board, she said. We don't get to ask or request release from our mental prisons. A jury convicted Klemp in June 1994 of 40 felony counts, including 20 counts of lewd acts on a child age 14, 10 counts oral copulation by force or violence on a child age 14, and 10 counts of unlawful intercourse / forcible rape, court records show. At the time, Klemp already was a convicted rapist, having been found guilty of rape in 1976 and attempted rape in 1981. The latter assault landed Klemp in Patton State Hospital for 3 years as a mentally disordered sex offender. Klemp's 1976 and 1981 crimes occurred in Long Beach, said Brooke Beer, a spokesperson for the Riverside County District Attorney's Office. Riverside County Superior Court Judge Gordon.
There you go. That's the story. Okay, I mean, what? My first thought was, where is the parents? That was my first thought. This is your niece. Okay? So that means it's either your brother or your sister's child. Where the fuck were the parents that he brutally raped this person? And didn't they know that he had these capabilities? Why would they even let him around their daughter? There's just some other stuff that don't make sense. And when she says, you know, this is what he did to me, I'm a victim and I'm this and this, okay, I understand and I have empathy for it. But then it makes me angry when I hear these stories. Why didn't you tell someone? I hear the reasons. I hear the reasons. Well, when we tell somebody, now she was 14. Get out of that household. Where are your parents? There's another story. Where are your parents? Why didn't you tell someone? You're 14. And if somebody takes you out of the house, aren't you safe? If I was 14 and being ripped up the ass by my uncle, I'm calling child services my damn self. Get me out of here. Why would you stay in that family? These are questions I have in my head. Am I wrong? I mean, I'm mad at her. And I shouldn't be mad at her. She's a victim of this. But it's not cool to be mad at her. And for me to say I'm mad at her, a lot of people are going to say, you're an asshole. You're an asshole. But I'm mad. Like, I want her to be safe. Is it wrong, Melissa? Is it wrong, Pat, that I'm mad at her? Should I feel guilty that I'm mad at her?
Because there was extenuating circumstances, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times it goes back very many years. Things were different back then, Brian.
I know. I know, but if I was being abused that much, I'm 14,
different.
I would call child services, get me the fuck out. Get me out.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know how much they ignore?
Yeah. I know. I can say it now. I know people are going to come after me.
Or it's on
and
your
say,
head because it's not corroborated.
Right. I know. Oh, fuck. I just screwed him on up. We got 12 minutes. I'll read the first Christmas, because I know Melissa is waiting for that. Are you familiar with OnlyFans, Paige? Are you guys familiar with that? Do you know what that is? Okay. Pat alluded that she was going to charge people so they can see her pick her bunions. And she's not far from what's going on here.
I
picked
my bunions just to see a picture of them.
And they'll pay money. Oh, that's a spiritual psychic bunion. You cannot see bunions anywhere else, and it's from Canada, so a special bunion. I understand. People on Facebook and other places have now what they call OnlyFans page. And I knew about what this was going on, but when it got more prevalence, when I went on a Pornhub and I saw people saying, go to my OnlyFans page. And they pay money. And see, you do shit. And normal people are doing it. They're developing their fan page. OnlyFans page is a social media platform where content creators can charge fans for exclusive access to their content. And usually it's porn.
Oh, they do requests too. They do requests.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bloody hell. Do it.
I did a joke, and Ellen encouraged me to do this. And I alluded to it, and Melissa got upset, but I didn't go any further because it was a joke. I got an OnlyFans page, and it says, watch Brian play with his pussy. And it was a picture of me with a cat, just petting it. Just a joke. Just a joke. To see how many idiots will actually hit that, you know. So that's what's going on now. So when you hear people say, And they're making money. OnlyFans page was founded by Timothy Stokely. The site has 30 million people registered, around 450,000 content creators, meaning people are doing their pages. And you got celebrities on there, too, selling their shit. You got celebrities. Users earn money. For example, influencer Carolyn Conaway, she set up her fan page, and she dresses up literally characters. She dresses up like a character. She makes over $223,000 a year. There was a police officer that got busted. So she was doing soft porn, and they rolled her up. Now, she was only suspended for a little bit. What she did was she quit, and she devoted full time to her fan page. She's pulling in over $500,000 a year. $500,000? She goes, I was making $35,000 a year on my salary. I pulled $35,000 in 2 weeks. Because people will buy shit. YouTuber
you
and influencer
be doing
Tana.
Stuff for that kind of money.
Right.
Brian?
Yes.
For that kind of money, you're doing something special, or you are
sure.
Something special.
Yeah, you are. You're better than watch Brian play with his pussy, and it was a little cat.
Well, look at how much you look at Pornhub.
Yeah.
He's a shareholder.
Melissa's laughing. Oh, my God. Well, okay, let me explain why I do that. How much time do I have? Here's Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Welcome back. Let me explain my Pornhub obsession. So, thank you, sir. Now, those of you know, and I'm going to say this personally. I'm going to say it very personally. I do it for medicinal purposes. And you may laugh at my Pornhub. Oh, yeah. Medicinal
purposes?
That too. And the reason
why. Yeah, the prostrate thing. Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Now, when I had my prostate removed, the doctor
You were looking at porn
was,
a long time before that. Stop.
Yeah, but before I was looking for pleasure. Now I'm looking for medical reasons.
Don't buy it. Don't buy it, everybody.
Oh,
don't buy this crap.
No,
I don't buy
true.
It.
Let me plead my case. Plead
okay.
my case.
Yeah,
I plead, I'm throwing myself at the jury. Cynical bastards. Throwing myself at the jury. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please do not blow marijuana smoke directly in the face of the kangaroo that's in the court. But ladies and gentlemen at the jury, this is the case I'm putting to you. Long story short, the possibility of ever having an erection again is a possibility when you have this kind of surgery. So, and the doctors will tell you that normally you have to heal. Some doctors says about a year to 3 years you may possibly have an erection. It's true. Year to 3 years. And then it's possible. Not like you're going to. And the odds are against you. The odds are against you. So one day I was going at Costco, as I tend to do, and I was in the meat section. And I felt movement in my penis area.
Yeah.
And I said to my girl, I felt movement.
Get
she
out
goes,
of my
what?
Way.
Yeah, that's exactly what the women were saying as they were leaving away from me in Costco. Get out of my way. Get the fuck out of here. But
get
I
out
felt
of my
movement. Get out of my way, you. Get out of here. Not the sausage that I was looking for. So I felt movement. And I felt hope. Mm. Because in my head, I'm thinking, oh, my God, never? And I said, oh, twingy. And so I said, let's have that twin. And then I would say to my doctor, I felt movement. He goes, well, Brian, it's a little bit too early for that. I go, what? No. Well, it is. And you know when you think the doctors are laughing at you? And they just give you shit so they don't want you to even bother them anymore? It's like, you know, I think I felt movement. And he goes, okay, I'm going to prescribe some Viagra Cialis for you. You know, and they just did it, man. Go ahead, give it to him. You know, give it to him, give it to him. And you know they cheated me? They cheated. Mm. And I took those, right? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. And they cheated me because I know I saw a commercial, right? They gave me 5 milligrams. They gave me 5 milligrams, and here's where people in the hospital know what, and that's a very low dose. Normally, you can get up to 100 milligrams, which is very powerful. People are taking this, and they don't tell you, they're taking the 100-milligram pill, and it's working.
You know what that does to your heart?
It's horrible.
Yeah. I'm risking it. It is the penis, so we risk things. Trust me, we're willing to go to prison over our penis. We risked it. Is whether I could possibly have a heart attack.
Blood there, Brian.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? It's for a good cause. It's for a good cause. So mine was 5. So it says take 2 to 4. I'm going to talk really fast. Take 2 to 4. Okay, I took 2. Nothing. And I'm starting to worry. I'm throwing myself to the court. I'm starting to worry. Nothing. So I said, shit. Okay. Then I read again. It says you could take up to 4. So I take up to 4. And I'm waiting. I put the timer on my phone for 30 minutes. Because it said 30 minutes. Pop up. You know, I'm waiting for the pop up. Nothing. So... But and then so I had another appointment and I went to an oncologist, telling her about this, and she basically gave up on me. Well, you know, and that's when I found out about the pump and the needles. Well, you know, it should have took place. Shut up, bitch! I'm not done yet. You know, you're getting really angry. You're getting angry. Well, it's the needle thing and the surgical pump. I'm not putting that in my body. Give me a shot. Well, if it's not working, give me a shot. It hasn't even been a year yet. It says 1 year to 3 years. And now she made me really depressed. So I go to my other doctor. I'm done with Viagra. He goes, okay, what do you want? Give me Cialis. And don't give me no 5-milligram bullshit. Don't cheat me. Okay, Mr. Jackson, I'm going to up the dose. All right. So he ups the dose to 50. Take it as directed. Now, Cialis is different from Viagra. It's more potent. And it says, well, you take 2 and leave it alone. And it stays in your body for 36 hours. I took 2. Nothing. I said, fuck this shit. I took 4. Nothing.
Oh, no. Come on.
Now, this stays in your body for 36 hours, right? Nothing.
All this stuff.
Yeah.
And so the next day, my penis starts to hurt.
Oh.
Like, what? Yeah. Thank you, Melissa. She got a little empathy. And I'm going, it's starting to hurt. I'm going, what's this hurting thing? And then I hear that 4 hours go to the doctor. And all of a sudden, bing, 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 bing. Yes!
Oh, yes.
I pulled down my pants and I ran like an idiot. I had my drawers down to my ankles and I shimmied into the bedroom. Look, baby, he's back. You know, I'm sorry, Melissa, but it's true. Look at here, baby, he's back. And so, she looked at it, goes, oh, honey. I go, yeah. She goes, oh. She goes, that's good, but I have to work now. I go, what? What? You have to leave now, honey. I'm going into conference. But, we'll talk about your penis later, baby. So you know what I did? I did not want to waste it. I went to Pornhub. There you go. And I'm going to tell you something that's very scary. And I'm really telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Now, when you have prostate surgery, you cannot, lack of any word, come anymore. Your coming days are over. And I'm new to this bullshit, right? I'm going, but you still have an orgasm, but I'm really new to this shit. So I'm going in, and I said, okay, what is this feeling about a dry orgasm? This is really true. I get my porn up. I got it going. He's up, baby. I'm working out. Lack of other thing. It got to a point. Here we go. Here we go. The build up. Here we go. You're Melissa. You heckler. Oh, you
I'm waiting for the ending here.
Yeah. Melissa goes, I'm going to throw up in my mouth. I'm telling you a medical fact. Because you know, when you tell a guy he cannot come anymore, but he can still have an orgasm. No, it's a medical fact. It's a medical fact. And millions of people are having their prostates removed. But they're usually removed at an older age, like 80, late 70s and 80s, so they really don't have that sexual energy anymore. And you start wondering if you have the energy. So I'm in here, you know, working hard for the weekend. You know, I'm doing it. And it's strange, and I'm telling you, I cannot describe it, this strange sensation. I've never felt this before. It's a strange, the only thing that I could tell you is like, you know,
is it good?
Have you ever had tingles? Have you had tingles or something that your leg will have tingles or your sometimes you have to scratch and maybe your thigh has tingles and sometimes like little nails? You know what I'm saying? That you ever felt that before?
Yeah.
That times 20. It was like, what the fuck is this? And the happy
but
ending
was it
came.
Good?
It was amazing. I have never felt that way before. It is just a different feeling how they connected me. I don't know what it was. But it was something scary. It was really scary. I mean, really frightening. Because it's not the orgasm that I'm used to. It was a different orgasm. And
you
remember I
get
telling
addicted
you,
to it.
I'm being honest with you.
Why?
I'm scared to death of that feeling because that feeling was so weird and so strange. And here's what really freaked me out. And I'm telling you a medical fact. Here's what freaked me out. I have never orgasmed that hard before in my life, okay? Never. I have never felt that before in my life, never. And when I was done, now remember, I have no prostate. And this is going to freak you out because I was freaked the fuck out. When I was done, they call it a dry orgasm for a reason. A dry orgasm, read about it, meaning that you will not have any semen.
Well,
I did it so hard. And it was so intense that there were drops, white drops on the toilet. White drops on the toilet. And I'm going, and, you know, it's a weird thing, and it's a weird thing when you have it. And I'm talking medical as a guy, and most guys will not talk about this. So you have that dry orgasm, and you're doing it, and you are orgasming. Nothing is coming out. Nothing.
Why does that scare you so much?
Well, it's odd. I mean, it's the first time, and it's really odd. And what's really strange was drops were on the toilet, and they were white drops. They looked like semen.
Oh, my God.
Pat, you're encouraging
me. Yeah.
No,
you know,
but
you
this,
can get that from your bladder.
But no, but
too.
This is interesting. And I'm not supposed to have any semen come out of me. I'm done, right? Because they tied the tube, whatever. It freaked me out. And I go, I had to go to my girlfriend. And I'm running there with my underwear to my knees again, and I'm shuffling along, and I'm screaming at her, you got to come look. And now my
How does she put up with you?
I know.
Nobody knows.
I know.
23
my penis is hanging out, and I got my underwear doing it. And then I'm running to the bathroom, shuffling to the bathroom. Look, follow me. She goes, what the hell's going on? I go, look, what does that look like? And she goes, it looks like cum. I did it. She goes, you did what? I jacked off. She goes, you did? I go, yeah. And it's really intense, too, and you weren't around, and you didn't get it. But I said, forget that. Look at the drops. She goes, oh, my God, you're not supposed to have the drops. And I did not have the drops. So then I go to the doctor, right? And I go, doc, and he goes, how you doing? And I go, fine. She goes, are you getting hard? And I go, yeah, I got hard, doc, but I have a situation here. What is the situation? I think after I did it, there was cum on my toilet. He goes, there was cum on your toilet? I go, there was cum on my toilet. He goes, let me check your records. I go, there you go. He goes, you're not supposed to have. And he used the word cum, because I used the word cum. You're not supposed to have cum on your toilet. There was cum on my toilet. And he goes, that's weird. And when your doctor tells you it's weird, you get scared. Well, that's weird. If you go to a doctor and like, oh, I never seen that before, it scares the fuck out of you. That's weird.
My God.
And I say, what is it? He goes, I have no idea. You're not supposed to have semen. You don't have semen. I go, but it was there. He goes, I believe you. So then he goes, you should go to your oncologist. So I go, make an appointment with my oncologist. And he goes, how are you doing, Brian? I go, I'm doing good. He goes, why are you here? I came on a toilet seat. He goes, what? Yeah. He goes, didn't you have your prize? He goes, yeah. He goes, you have semen on the toilet? Yeah. I go, what is that? And he goes, well, what were you doing? I went to pour it up. And he starts laughing. And he goes, and just to make fun of me, what were you watching? I go, doc. And he goes, okay, I'm just joking with you. I don't like a doctor with a sense of humor. Get to the thing. And then he goes, I'm going to make an appointment with you to the surgeon who did the thing. I go, oh, God. So I go to my surgeon. He goes, Brian? I go, yes, I know why you're here. I go, yeah, there's cum on my toilet. Cindy is saying, I'm not part of this. I'm just here as a support, you know. I'm here as a support pet. I said, she saw a doc. And I said, doc, is it common? And there's another, I said, doc, there's another incident. He goes, what are the other incidents? Well, I looked at my pee hole. And the doc goes, you what? I looked at my pee hole. He goes, why did you look at your pee hole? Because I felt the urge to pee. He goes, you should not feel the urge to pee. I go, I felt the urge to pee. He goes, you should not feel that. So I looked at my pee hole, and there was liquid in there. There was liquid in there. So now I got liquid in my pee. Because now I started to worry, right? Because I had an urge to pee. And I'm thinking that they didn't tie everything right. There's some leakage going on. And where is the pee going? Because now I'm starting to panic because the pee is not coming out. It was just liquid inside. It was just not there. And I tried to choke the chicken and get the liquid out. Didn't work. Why am I having liquid in there? And comparing that to, come on the toilet seat. I said, Doc, what's
Where's
going on?
Pass is on for this. Come on, Pass is on. Where is he?
He left at the first coming of the toilet seat.
Oh,
but so here's
God.
The ending of it. Here's the ending of
okay.
it. And he says, you know, that's common. I go, what? Yeah. But what you got there is not semen. I said, it's not semen. It looked like semen. He goes, no, it's not semen. He said some kind of fluid. I don't remember what it is. He goes, that's what it is. And he says, and I said, what about the liquid in my penis, in my pee hole? He goes, yes, that's kind of common. I go, so I'm okay? He goes, yeah, you're fine. So what about this urge that I have to pee? He goes, that's strange. Do you have? And this is where Cindy rolls her eyes like, I want to get out of here. I don't know him. I go, I have an urge to pee. He goes, you must be strange. You're a strange person. I go, because you should not have an urge to pee. Sometimes I have an urge to pee, and I should not have an urge to pee. That's it. So this, the ending of this story goes that it is common. So those of you, and I know I'm not the only one, who had a prostate removal, and you still have liquid in it when you do have a dry orgasm. And it's unbelievable. When you have a dry, read about it. When you have a dry orgasm, you will have fluid. Sometimes fluid will come out of your penis, but it's not semen. It's not semen. And I forgot the name of the fluid it was.
Excuse me.
There you go.
That's the story.
That's the story.
I just lost 20 minutes of my life.
Oh, my. No.
I did.
Oh, Brian.
No, when you have somebody.
I'll never get it back. This will be on the internet forever.
Let's go back to the archives. I'm just saying, now that when you hear that people have a prostate surgery and removal, and you can have a conversation like, is it atriac fluid or something? I forget what it's called. Do you have fluid coming out of your penis? And they're going to say, how did you know? And when you have a dry orgasm on a toilet seat, did you have anything? And he goes, yeah, I came on it. No, you didn't, because it's not cum. It's not semen. And you know what's really funny about that?
Okay, well,
you know
we got that a few minutes ago.
But you know what's really funny about that? And this is serious, and I want to ask you, ladies. I've been going to Pornhub, right? No, this is serious. I want to ask you, ladies. Please give me the feedback because it bothered me.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So is it important at a certain age, and I'm going to ask you, please be honest with me because I can't really talk to a lot of women. Is it important that your husband or your partner?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm going to say? What am I going to say, Pat?
No, I was talking to Oliver.
It's less messy.
Right. Right.
The reduction in seminal fluid. There you go. Yeah.
Right. Because I started feeling
make
depressed,
most people
right?
happy.
And, right. I couldn't. My girlfriend had the same answer, but I didn't believe her because she was just trying to make me feel better because I can't. But I had to ask some other girls because I had nobody to ask. Because when you go to Pornhub, they call it cream pie or whatever.
Oh,
and they're just,
God.
Don't listen
Good
to
God
them.
Help me.
Don't listen to them, Brian. They didn't even know about the shower curtain.
The shower means, well, cream pie means that the guy is ejaculating on a girl and it's just fluid. It's
I know
just,
that.
So I'm,
you
so
don't
I'm,
need to
I'm
hear
seeing,
about it.
Yes,
you know this has gone off the rails.
I need your help. No, I need your help. Seriously. So I wanted to take it. Seriously, does it matter, you guys, that if some women will like it? Cindy says, I like it because it's not messy. I like it because I don't.
Oh, my God.
And some women don't like the taste of it. She goes, well, I'm okay with
no
that.
No kidding.
Right, yeah. Pat, right. So I started to get depressed because everybody wanted the happy ending in Pornhub. And the women seem to love it. They shower in it. They're singing when
Bullshit.
They're doing it. You know, they seem to really love it. Yeah. They love it.
They're getting paid big bucks to do that.
I know, but I'm thinking, and then I started getting depressed, like, I can't do that anymore. I mean,
so what?
No, I'm thinking, God, I mean, if I was ever single, I started thinking, if I was ever single and a woman wanted a facial, and
why would somebody want that?
I don't know, because Pornhub loves it. I mean, that's what you do, right?
No, because guys like it. It pays their bills. It pays
really?
Their bills, Brian. Get over
you
it.
Know, it's, no, I I'm happy. I mean, Cindy was there. She goes, oh, my God, I love it because, you know, it's not messy. I don't have to drink it. And you're not trying to hit me on the forehead with it.
Dad, all over top of your ears, honey.
Wow.
Oh, God.
We will not talk about cream pies anymore. We'll go with pumpkin pies starting Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I really felt bad that I can't cream anymore. And but some women seem to like it, right? And
prefer
say that's
it.
A relief,
prefer
right?
It. Exactly.
Do they really? Is it with age or is this how
yeah.
it, I mean, did you, I mean, now you were really
any
aggressive
age.
In your sexual.
Any
at any
age.
So when you were like 22, you didn't really like it. Are you like a
Brian,
taster? Do you like to? Yes.
Brian, after five events, it's a mess.
Well, you're right. It is. So you would like, you refer, the guy goes, okay, I'm done. And there's nothing? Okay, you're done? Yeah.
That's right.
But you're still.
That's right.
But you're still. Really? Wow.
Yes.
But you're still here.
Get over it.
But they're still orgasming. So you still hear, uh-oh.
That's the good bit. That's the only part that's important.
But that's how, that's the sounds of me orgasming. I turn into a werewolf.
Your poor neighbors.
I know, neighbors. Oh, there's Brian howling at the full moon again. Turn into a werewolf. Well, there you go. That's the show that causes a lot of. This is a show that will cause a lot of damage and a lot of trauma. Thank you very much for listening.
Especially for little boys.
Huh?
Especially for little boys.
Oh, they don't know what I'm talking about.
I
really?
Think
I'm sorry.
Cancer,
I'm sorry.
Been very forthright in your discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Well, these, well, you have to understand, these are the same boys who like the song about their ditty on a bathroom sink. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
They like that song. Where's that song? Melissa,
Stick the Lolly. Stick the Lolly.
Yeah.
That's them.
They are real boys. Now, that's a real boy. Those are real boys. That is not no sissy boys you got there. They're real boys.
Oh, no.
What was it? That's, you know, these are not going to be boys like, Mommy, I'm confused about my sex. No, no, no. These are real boys.
No, they're not. No, not at all.
They're real. And while we go off the air, I'm going to do my my impression of a DJ. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show at 96.7 FM on your dial. Don't forget the FM, we're on internet on your dial. And we have a special request. We got a big request from Big O and Sean. They requested this. I don't know if how they got a hold of their mama's phone because they're only 5 and 3, but they still requested this song. Oliver, I think Oliver is the ringleader, to tell you the truth. But anyway, I'm going to go off the air with this song, and this is for you kids, and I want to thank you guys. Huh?
Okay, Vern.
I want to thank Melissa for coming in and sharing good times.
Yeah.
And moving the conversation forward and getting sick at my and my penis story. I want to thank beautiful Patricia Overland for coming in the studio. Tomorrow is what, kids? Tomorrow is Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Hey, let me ask you, before you go off the air, I'm going to tell you something. It's been my thing. I was traumatized for 1 year. All the years that I have lived, 1 year we did not do this, and it still traumatizes me. It was 5 years ago because we're in San Diego. We're on vacation. I have to, the best thing for me in Thanksgiving is when I wake up and I smell Thanksgiving. I smell it. Meaning we had seven kids in our family. And no, what I'm saying is that I think we had seven kids. And I think my mother used to start baking a turkey around 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I think the turkey baked for 5 hours or 6 hours. So if she started baking around 3 or 4, we're asleep. So you wake up and you smell.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's the best. You wake up and you smell it. And it's the best smell. One time we're in San Diego, and I still complain about it. We were in a hotel, no smells. And it really pissed me off. So I'm asking you. Melissa? I love the smell of Thanksgiving. I love the smell of
cook.
Yeah. I love the smell of the pies cooking and the bird. The smell of Thanksgiving. Do you have that? Now, Pat, you didn't have a turkey this year in your Thanksgiving. What did you have?
Yes.
All right. All right, kids. So I want to thank you guys. Hey, Oliver and Sean.
Bye.
I'm going to play a song for you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow on Thanksgiving Eve. This song goes out to the two best kids that I know, the future blog talkers who will take my spot, Oliver and Sean. Here you go.
My blinky upon a dresser, my blinky up in a trunk. Ain't no set up, blinky on a dresser. Nah, I can't any other hater. Critics they just made critique how I'm living. I'm retarded like my pen did hit the stick. Now you're talking perjury, coming in that shit. My pick, Kiana. Nah, on the dresser. They say I can't come, always overdressing. Go over behind her, like a mother. Don't need all the setup, no, I just can't let up. Nicky Blinky, ride that bitch on me, Stella. Come back 1986, bad. She say, bad, my favorite player. Coming in a new star, we a player.
And that goes out to the little ones, my homies, Oliver and Sean. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. And thank you, Melissa. And I'll see you guys Wednesday. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.